Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
My favorite time of any broadcast day is when I get to look straight in the face of this microphone and say, ladies and gentlemen, stadium announcer, Philip J. Hochburn.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I tell you what about Phil. He's something.
Yeah, he is.
When I left the house today, he was chasing me everywhere with his squirt gun.
Oh, there you go.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Bob Levy and all the ships at sea, proudly catering to an audience born with club feet and schooled with special education.
Yay!
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Today's Wednesday, April 26th.
Really? I thought it was February.
And our telephone number is 1-877-365-3636.
All right.
Same as it is every day on this telephone call-in radio show. Now listen, today at some point, we're going to get a call from one of our favorite knuckleheads, Rick Rockwell.
Rick Rockwell, who left here with a good taste in his oversized mouth.
Yes, he called. He wants to come on the show today. Now, who knows if he's calling radio stations around America to say that he wants to talk exclusively about Darby Conger posing for Playboy.
Really?
But he called today and talked to someone on our staff and said he was pissed that she's going to pose in Playboy. Now, I didn't know this until I heard the message relayed from Rick Rockwell that she not only agreed to pose in Playboy, that it's going to be full frontal nudity. None of the none of the stuff with scarves or shadows or anything like that.
I found that out because I watched later today on NBC with the fabulously talented Jody Applegate.
You know what?
Jody told me that. You know, I had never watched that show.
Can I say something about her?
What?
She got Hillary Clinton ankles.
Yeah, she does.
She has got
thick.
She's got some big ass ankles. Jody Applegate does.
I tell you though, I just between her and Florence, it's just a chick fest. I mean, that's an incredible program.
Well, I didn't know it until it came in today. So it was, you know, everybody around here is all excited. Hey, guess who called?
Right.
Rick Rockwell.
Or as Florence Henderson called him, and I am not kidding, Rick Roswell. And then Jody Applegate corrected her, and, I guess he must be an alien now. Trying to make a Roswell, New Mexico joke. I mean, this show is hitting on all eight.
Well, he'll call today because he wants to comment on this. And supposedly wants to comment on that exclusively here on this fine stage in this fine city. Because I guess we're the only disc jockeys that didn't get in a fist fight with him.
That's good. We were we asked tough questions, but not super tough because we knew everybody else was doing that.
So if he wants to come in, you know, or call us, whatever he's doing, well, we'll take the call. And I guess he's got bad things to say about her. I do want to pass along a website to everybody. It is the best What's Up commercial that I've seen yet.
Okay.
Now, you know, of course, there's the real What's Up commercials.
Okay. Right.
And then there are the fake What's Up commercials.
Right.
The one that was made with the Super Friends, with Batman talking to Aquaman.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And then there's the one with the monkeys talking to each other. The monkey talks to the elephant. The elephant talks to the hippopotamus.
Right.
I saw one today. Here's how it works. You know the picture of the U.S. Marshal coming in with a gun on Elyon and the fisherman?
Right. Oh, that is too funny.
It's the fisherman, and they make the mouths move like Clutch Cargo.
Oh, that is too funny.
So, it's the exact commercial. What are you doing? Nothing. Watching the game. Having a bud. Hold on. What's up? What's up? What's up? And it goes like this. The Marshal talks to the farmer.
Right.
The United States Marshal talks to the farmer.
The fisherman.
Yeah, the fisherman. The fisherman says what's up to Elyon.
Right.
Elyon says what's up to Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro says what's up to Janet Reno. Janet Reno says what's up to the aunt who's pissed off, who's standing on a court step with a big paper that says free Elyon.
I'll be looking at that in the break. I can't wait.
I mean, yeah, Buzz, don't even bother. Father Time, don't even bother going there now because I've just described it. But anybody who wants it, here's the address. It's www.geocities.com/Elyon_true/
What's underscore mean? Like a line under it?
That's, yeah, like a line underneath.
Underscore.
So it's www.
You are so hip on the computer lingo.
www.geocities.com. geocities.com/Elion_true/ And you will be able to watch that and enjoy that. And you can thank me later for that.
You're always giving. Do you ever think about...
Never, Mike.
You just give and give and give till it hurts.
Like the freaking Red Cross. That's the best one I've seen thus far. Better than the one with Batman and Superman and Aquaman.
With that.
This morning I had an ordeal. To describe it as an ordeal would not be correct. It was simply a scary experience that I didn't even realize. I don't know if your kids are old enough yet where you can make promises to them and then... They don't remember you made the promise?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's a great thing about having a little kid. Like, with a little kid, you can say, no, you know what? Daddy promises we'll do that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And you know, when the kid wakes up the next day, the kid's not going to remember what you said.
Yeah, and you have to be careful because sometimes you will think that they've forgotten about it and they will call you at the last second and you're like, oh, and then you're probably of the same belief. Once you make a promise, you have to do almost everything to keep the promise if they're aware of the promise.
Well, yesterday morning, when we were going to school, yesterday morning doing the carpool, Bart said to me, when can I drive? And I said, I don't know, sometime soon. It's just bugging the hell out of me. And finally I said, okay, how about tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay, good. And then he went back to doing what he's ever done.
Talking about driving on the big highway?
Yeah, driving on the Beltway this morning. 7 a.m., rush hour traffic.
Wow. God.
So we're getting ready to leave the house this morning, about 10 minutes until 7 for carpool. I go out, I start the car up, I pop the trunk so he can put his book back in. His book bag in, he comes around and he says, Dad, don't you remember what you promised me? And I said, no, what's that? He said, you told me I could drive today.
The whole way.
I said, yeah, you know what? I did.
Yeah.
You're right. Have a seat. Let's go.
At this point, your knuckles are protruding through the skin?
I'm amazed that he was able to make it to school because every 2 seconds, I mean, I'm the worst front seat, back seat driver with him. Every 2 seconds, I was like, you're hugging the yellow line too much. You're too far on the right-hand side of the road. Slow down. Speed up.
But he made it.
Yeah, oh, he made it. He made it fine. And at one point, the scary part was not until we got to the 8-lane death strip known as the Beltway.
One of the worst pieces of road in the United States. One of the most dangerous pieces of highway in the United States.
Now he's having to merge onto the Beltway.
Death strip.
At 7:15 this morning.
Where, you know, there's no one, and I mean... Not one single solitary soul in that traffic who's going to understand that there is a...
First-time driver.
A first-time driver out there.
So what he's going to have to do is it merges from 2 lanes to 1, and he has to get in this 1 lane to make a left-hand turn to get on the Beltway.
Right.
And I'm trying to explain to him how to do it.
Have you been training him for this moment?
No.
Absolutely not. He just sack out like he always does when you're on the way to school?
Yeah. So this was the first time, and as we were making our way where the 2 lanes merge into 1 and you make a left-hand turn to get on the Beltway, I said, okay, now what you got to do is you got to get in the left-hand lane. He said, how do I do that? I said, well, here's how I do it. What you do is you speed up and get in front of these cars here and then just kind of push your way in.
Oh, my God.
I said, but, you know, make sure that there's a car lane behind you, but then turn on the turn signal and then just jump right in.
Right.
And I noticed that as he's got the left-hand turn signal going and he's about to make this move, he keeps turning all the way around to look to his left. And I said...
You got
to
use your mirrors.
I said, I understand that if you want to turn around for your right side, like of a blind spot, why are you doing that? And he said, because I can't see out of the rearview mirror and I can't see out of the side view mirrors. And I said...
Oh, so he hasn't adjusted his mirrors?
And I said... Well, of course, they're set for me. I'm taller than you. Why didn't you adjust them? And he said, because I was afraid you would yell at me.
Oh, no.
So we had to...
So this is the moment where... And you're rolling at this point?
Yes.
And,
yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So he merges in, and
I
then...
I mean, working blind is what he's doing.
So what I do is we're on the Beltway, and I say, okay, I will adjust the rear view mirror for you.
That, which is really, and you want him to tell you if it's all right. That's like inviting a head-on collision or something.
Tell me up or down, up or down. And all of a sudden, I move it a little bit. He says, Dad, I can't see anything.
Oh, no.
I move it back up. He says, it's too high. It's too low. So finally, we get it set. Now,
he can see.
He can see. The side view mirrors are set. The rear view mirror is set.
And he's in somebody else's trunk.
We are on the friggin' Beltway.
My God.
He is going 60 miles an hour.
Good for him.
And he is, you know, he's learned from the master.
Mm-hmm.
He's jockeying from lane to lane. I mean, he started in the right-hand lane. He moves over to the second to the right lane, moves over to the third.
Right.
Then he gets over in the fast lane. Then he sees that there's a spot, and he moves over and takes that spot. And
so he's relaxed.
Yes. And I'm not saying anything to him about the way he's driving, because I realize he simply is mimicking the way that I drive him to school every single morning.
So he's showing confidence behind
yes.
the wheel, which really, if you're in that traffic situation, that's the best attribute, I think, is to have a little caution, a little confidence.
You know, you pick your nooks, you pick your crannies,
right.
You see where there's an ebb and the flow in the traffic.
And you still have that other idiot factor, though. You never
yeah.
know. There are other idiots all over the place.
I know it. And the whole time he's doing this, I was just barking out commands left and right. Watch out for this guy over here. Okay, your exit's coming up in 1 mile. Get in the right-hand lane right now. If you get in the right-hand lane now, you won't have to worry about getting at the right-hand lane when you get up there. Get in the right-hand lane. And then I'm getting pissed. I go, why don't you get in the right-hand lane? He says, Dad, look, there's a car right next to us. And I turn and yes, in fact, there is a... He can't
getting in the right-hand lane would have resulted in a stop swipe, yes.
In an accident. We made it.
Good.
We made it, okay.
You gonna let him do it again?
I don't think so. Yeah, I'm gonna work him into that slowly. I think that we might do the halfway thing where he can drive from our house to the Beltway.
What will he have? 2 years where he's driving age, going to school, where he'll be able to drive
yeah.
all the time. Will you be letting him venture off on his own?
I don't see why not.
That'd be, you know, kind of a, that's the deal.
Yeah.
He gets nice. To go to school on his own.
Nice trade-off for Fried and I.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just get to sit and wait every hour for...
And worry.
For the call.
Oh,
right?
No.
You know, just sit around and wait for the phone to ring.
That is, for the most experienced driver, that is a tough road to hoe is going
sure
on the Beltway.
And then my wife was going crazy because she was worried because I arrived home about 35 minutes later than I normally do
mm-hmm.
when I drive carpool. And as soon as I got home, she came and she said, my God, where have you been? I said, what do you mean? She said, I've been so worried about you. I said, why were you worried? She said, well, because he was driving and you're so late getting home. I said, we were late getting home because he was driving safe.
Were there others that you say carpool? Were there others in the automobile?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
there were other youngsters?
Yeah.
Other children?
Yeah, one.
Oh, my God.
One of them.
Well, oh, my God.
That's the way it goes.
I'd accept a permission slip. You know, I mean, that would be...
Or they knew.
They knew?
They knew. They were aware of this.
That's good.
And they
didn't have, like, an angry mother on the sidewalk as you're driving back to your house. What did you do?
That was what I had to explain to Frieda. I said, you know, normally I can make it to school in the morning. What with my, you know, my style of driving.
Yeah, your Jeff Gordon-like ability.
Safe,
mm-hmm.
yet daring.
Right.
You know, we normally can make it to school, and I can make it back home in a reasonable amount of time. I said, you know, Jesus, we arrived at school 20 minutes late today because Bart was driving, because he insists on stopping at stop signs.
Following the rules of the road.
Yeah.
Rookie.
Yeah. Right, he'll learn. All the rookie mistakes, but that's just... You know, I'm glad that one's behind me.
That's good.
I'm really glad that one's behind me. That's it.
Now, okay. Practice makes perfect.
Okay. We have some phone calls. I want to tell you about some other stuff. Hold on. Let's see. Tommy from Baltimore. Hello.
Tommy, Mike.
Oh, you know what?
My
after we talk to Tommy, I want to ask about, because I didn't get a chance to ask you in the office.
Yes.
How your latest big ticket purchase is working out for you.
The slot machine?
No. The other one. Don't say what it is yet. The thing you bought at Price Club.
Oh, yeah.
Did you use it?
Not last night, but I've used it.
Okay.
It's phenomenal. It's simply slam dunk phenomenal.
Okay, Tommy. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I was listening to a local radio station here in Baltimore. I'm not going to say the name, but this...
That's an immediate way to get disqualified on this show.
Yeah, we could care less.
Right.
We could care. If you have anything to say about any other radio show or radio station, don't bother because this
right.
is the station you should be listening to.
Yeah.
This is the show you should be listening
Even
to.
If you want to talk about something that you heard on another show.
Of course.
Just don't let us know.
Right.
Just say, hey, Don and Mike, I heard something.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're very territorial like that.
Right.
We would urinate on all the radios in America if we could.
And, you know, I know you're going to take another call, but I'm glad you're going to ask me about that because I always like to say good things. We say a lot of bad things on this show. I like to say good things about certain places and you know, places where you shop. And I'm about to give a glowing endorsement again because
wow.
they just, you know what, you know something? They raise the bar. They raise the damn bar every single year, and they improve.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. All right, well, he beat me to the punch. So anyway, yesterday Mike comes into the office and he says to me, hey, My diet's going great.
It's going fantastic.
So listen to what I bought.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm regular. I am regular as rain. I'm gaining weight like you know, Oprah Winfrey, but I am regular.
Listen to what I bought. Are you ready for the latest purchase?
This is, I said to myself, what is the type of item that will assist you in maintaining any healthy lifestyle? And I've asked my wife every time we've gone to the Price Club, I have asked her if I could buy one of these. Whenever they don't have them all the time. But when they have them, I've always asked them. Finally, yesterday, her answer was, go ahead. And I did. And I bought, finally, a deep fryer. Man.
Now,
I've tried to deep fry food with conventional utensils before, and it has never, ever worked successfully. It has always been a miserable failure.
It's like the French fry machine at McDonald's. That's what you bought, right?
It's the family home version of the French fry machine at McDonald's. But it's a little bit better. It's user-friendly.
Good.
Excuse me. It's user-friendly, and it is something that I was so pleased. I was pleased when I was able to get it in the first place. I've seen the commercial kind, which really look a little dangerous because they're open air, you know.
Right.
And, you know, with babies, you want to have something a little safer. And, you know, even with this one, it says, for the love of God, don't hang the cord off of the counter. You know, because little hands can pull that whole thing of hot oil down there, and you'd have a mess. Well, that's why they warn you.
What do you make with that?
Well, the first thing I did was we bought the thing. It was the nice thing about this Price Club that we go to, you walk in, and the first thing you see is all the frivolous stuff, the stuff you don't need, but the stuff you want to buy. And I tell you something, this Price Club just gets better. They have these great items. And you know what? I wasn't allowed to buy it because it was just too expensive. But I'll tell you this, what they had was something I'd never seen in there, and I couldn't buy it. I would have if I'm undisciplined that way.
What?
A scooter. A scooter that goes 30 miles per hour.
Wow.
Right next to the refrigerators was this beautiful, beautiful motor scooter, which has a top speed of 30 miles per hour. That was why I didn't
buy it to ride around the station.
Yeah, I love it.
To go from here to the bathroom, to the producer's room.
I'd leave it right out on the walkway, the brick walkway out there, and just go up and down the street during commercial breaks. But I didn't do that. I got the deep fryer, and you know, you see all the, like, the computer accessories, you see the jewelry, then you see the books, then you see the utensils, then you see the appliances, then you get down to the cleaning supplies, then you get to beverages, dog food,
clothes,
paper towels,
they got
wine,
clothes.
They've got clothing, books, they've got lawn and garden supplies, grass seed, they've got incredible, I love the place, and it's gotten better. This spring may be the best ever.
And then they have deep fryers, commercial deep fryers.
It wasn't a commercial unit, I'd be lying if I told you that. It was a home model, and I'll tell you why it was a home model. This thing is incredible. First of all, it heated my oil. It heated my oil to 370 degrees like that. Like bingo. I mean, that oil heated up faster than you would ever get it to heat up like in a regular pan if you were going to fry like chickens or mushrooms. Or
What have you made with your deep fryer?
Well, the first thing I realized is we're getting close to checkout, and we've gotten some of our staples that we require. Peanut butter, jelly. jelly. We're moving through, and I said, you know, what am I going to fry? I don't have any products at home that I could just throw in the deep fryer. And then I realized, well, what do you fry? What's the classic thing you fry? You fry a potato. You make French fries. And I went back and I bought, I think it was a 50-pound sack of Colorado potatoes. Now, I know they're supposed to be from Idaho. These were Colorado potatoes. I mean, this thing was heavy, but they made fantastic French fries. I got home. I run from the car with this thing in my hands, this family deep fryer. I tear open the package. And fortunately, it looked to me like there was really no real need to read instructions.
Good
here.
Man.
Even though it's a dangerous product, I figured, hey, you know what? It's all assembled. You don't have to know screws to do. It's all ready to go, and it's got a basket that's attached to the handle that goes on the outside. And you lift up the handle, and it raises the basket up 2 inches above the hot oil. And then you close the lid, and then you fold down the handle, and it lowers the basket in there. So there's no splatter factor where you can stand over the thing, but you still get that wonderful sound of the food going into the hot oil, and you hear the
wonderful sound.
Well, it was exciting. It really was. It was exciting. I have one question, though, and I know somebody will help because I didn't understand. They didn't have the cookbook, which should come with every single appliance. Yes. Everything you buy, a bread maker, whether it's a deep fryer, whether it's it's one of those toaster ovens, they should all have the tiny little booklet that says, you know, if you want to make this. All it had was, at the end of the user's manual, it had this little chart. And what it said with the French fries was 370 degrees, hot oil, phase 1, 5 to 6 minutes, phase 2, 2 to 3 minutes. and I was totally confused. It sounded like all the other deep fry items, they said, you know, put it in for 8 minutes, put it in for 7 minutes. But the French fries, that was the only thing where it was kind of a two-step process. And I remembered in the back of my mind that that is the way you do, like, the way they do them at the French fry stands.
Well, I'm sure we'll have some McDonald's kid call us and
there's
tell us
double,
how to do it.
There's a, and they weren't frozen. They were fresh potatoes that I had here. I think it works differently with frozen products. But, see, the one thing I wanted at Price Club, I wanted that. I wanted to get the frozen potatoes that are ready to be deep fried that you get at McDonald's.
You.
And they didn't have them. They're getting almost too consumer friendly. And they're not, that's the one knock I have on Costco.
Are you sick of your slot machine yet?
Oh, yeah. That's 823.
Hey, Rob, you know what? Run up to the office and get me all those post-it notes with all those bets we have.
Be right back.
Because I think we have a bet on if you're going to be sick of your slot machine.
I got it. I used it for one day and I haven't touched it. it sucks. But anyway.
Okay, you want to make a bet on how long you love your deep fryer?
Well, technically, I didn't do what I said I was going to do. I was going to go home. I told you last night when I was leaving the studio, I'm going home to fry everything.
Yeah.
And I was just too tired. So, I mean, that alone, if I really
too
loved
tired
it,
to fry. That's
too tired to fry.
Out of your autobiography.
But, I mean, I want to do things that are, I'd like to do like a little tempura action. I'd like to really do light. I want to become so good at this that I'm better than you'd ever get at a restaurant. And I think anybody that is a connoisseur of fine fried produce, you know, knows that there's an art to frying properly.
I gave it 60 days.
I don't like greasy, soggy, gross, like those Thrasher's French fries that you love.
Right.
I don't like them.
Promotion City, they kick ass.
Because I want them crispier. I like them lightly fried.
Hold on a second. Hello?
These are the current bets we have working.
Okay, are you up in the office?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
By Labor Day, Mike will be sick of his slot machine, so you've got that.
Okay, that's already a winner.
What was the bet? What was the bet? Was it just a gentleman's bet?
I believe just a gentleman's bet.
I think it was $1,000.
Now you'd have to write that one down.
Okay.
I would be lying if I said that I'm on the thing all the time. In fact, I've lost interest in purchasing the other machines and making my basement into a casino.
All right.
I don't think
I'm a winner on that.
It's too much money actually to make that kind of commitment.
Yeah. What other bets?
Toya's spirit will be broken. This is another gentleman's bet. Mike said April 15th.
You're a loser. I would say her spirit has not been broken yet.
Well, what did you say before you even know what the bet? What do you know what you said?
No, but I know I didn't say April 15th.
Okay.
April 15th is
would
bad.
You say April 1st?
No, I don't know. What did I say?
You said Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Oh, so that's just around the corner.
That's true.
For her spirit to be broken.
I don't think she's going to have a broken spirit. I think we might be both losers on that. She's still very perky.
Hey, Toya, come here for a minute. Let's get a check. Who knows? Maybe her spirit was broken before April 15th and she just didn't tell us about
it. That'd be great. Then I'd win the bet, even though we don't. We have to start betting things. We have to start betting.
Yes.
Even if it's nominal sums of cash.
Buzz said Labor Day. I said Christmas.
Toya, has your spirit been broken yet?
A couple times by Tom Gavin.
Oh, really?
But overall.
Oh, would that be overall? It's just, it's not what it used to be, is it?
Yeah, the other callers are great. It's just Tom Gavin has issues.
You mean trying to work her that way?
Her spirit has not officially been broken yet.
Okay, so you think you're going to cruise through Memorial Day and maybe even Labor Day?
Sure, yeah.
Hey, Rob, looks like you might be okay with that Christmas.
Hello, Christmas.
Now, listen, the stress of this place will get to her. She'll flip out. One of these days.
She still looks, look at her face, though. She still loves working here. She likes working here.
She's still very smiling. But Tom would be the biggest problem, Tom the Monster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if the spirit isn't broken by Christmas, then that's that horrible thing where, like, she's with us for life.
Yeah.
like Broyhill and Spiewak and all those guys, you know.
What about Dennis? Has Dennis broken your spirit?
No, Dennis is fine. Broyhill, on the other hand, he's broken my spirit, too, every single day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
See, she's not really broken. You see, she actually likes it.
She's smiling about it.
I've been in that studio. I've been in that little producer's room. They like each other.
He's fractured it. He's broken it.
Yeah, once it's broken, it can never be repaired.
All right, so your spirit is still good.
Yes, it's completely intact.
All right, thank you, Toya.
Very good.
Bye.
There she goes. She's
bye, baby.
So happy working.
Have you swallowed yet? Have you swallowed yet?
She's coming up to the microphone.
No, not yet, Don. You know what our bet is.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh. I know.
You have
to go to the no-no spot in order for her to swallow.
No. It was if she swallows. Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm trying to hook Frida up.
Oh, shut up. Thank you, Toya.
Bye.
Still no swallowing.
So bouncing out of here. She's happy.
Happy as a lark.
Very.
Do we have any other bets?
Yeah, we have two other. The aforementioned George McFly in Spokane as of October 27th of this year.
I think I'm a winner there.
Well, no, because he hasn't left the town yet.
Oh, you're right.
And this is one of my favorites that I'm curious about. Don says, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire will be off the ABC schedule by the first of next year.
I'll stand by that. I stand by my bet.
No way.
Stand by it.
You are. Now you want to. Can we modify bets like in the middle of them?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, now.
I don't think so.
Well, what's the bet for?
I don't think the bet's for anything.
Rob, are you jotting down if it's for.
There's ever a financial interest that's written down, none of these have any financial interest. A lot of them are just guesses, I think.
Nah.
Yeah. Because that Regis bet, I smell Titanic there. I really do.
Don't keep smelling.
So are we done with the slot machine bet? Can I remove that from the top?
Yeah, that bet is. I officially have lost interest. I do not have the same passion. But the deep fryer, I'll tell you, the deep fryer, I will make a bet with you on that one. I will tell you, what is your bet?
60 days. Within 60 days, because I know you're honest. See, here's where I do trust Mike, and I hope you trust me in the same way, that you could lie about it. Like with the slot machine, you could come in and lie and say, hey, I love the slot machine.
Yep.
I know if you're really sick of the deep fryer, you'll be pissed that you made the purchase.
Yeah,
you just come in and say it.
Absolutely. And with that said, I will also say, you know, that that Palm Pilot you gave me, I'm still using that Palm Pilot. I've still got it. I've got it on my office desk at home where I use it all the time. And everybody said, I mean, this thing would have been long since
we thought
lost.
You would have lost it.
Yeah, right.
Not that you wouldn't lose it. Not that you wouldn't use it. It was that you would lose it.
And the reason I bring that up is that our most recent trip up to New York, I bring that up because I really thought I had lost it. I really did. I panicked. Because I will, you know, I love that thing. I do enjoy that.
Robbie, let's give it 60 days.
Okay, so it says, Don says, Mike sick of deep fryer as of June 26, 2000.
And Rob, I'll tell you this. Remind me of that and remind me, and I will bring in some quality fried food products for everybody.
Mozzarella sticks?
I'll bring in mozzarella sticks on the day. Of course, the thing about fried food is you got to give it to somebody right away.
I'll bring the fryer
and we'll fry.
Okay.
It's easy, and it's no fuss, no muss, and I will plug it into one of the wall outlets, and I'll heat it up during the show.
I will make a bet that Mike never does that.
Okay.
If you're going to make it, then I'll pay off, and I'll bring it in tomorrow. I'll bring it in tomorrow, and I'll cook some fried food.
Aren't you sure you don't want to wait until we have our new studios before you fry?
No, I'd like to be Ainsley Harriet tomorrow.
Hello.
What would you like? What would you like? Rob, have somebody get some food to fry.
Okay.
And I will bring in the fryer and the oil.
Okay.
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Is there any financial
stipulation
on this bet, Don?
No, no, but here's all I want to say. I want no one to remind Mike about this.
Right.
Okay? Because I'll have a side bet that he totally forgets about it by the time he gets home tonight.
And that may be the smartest bet of all. That may be the smartest bet of all.
So nobody remind him, okay? Let him stand alone on this. Let him remember to bring in the deep fryer tomorrow.
Now I'm sweating bullets.
I know you.
I'm sweating bullets.
Because
that is the type of thing that I will forget like in 15 minutes.
Oh, that reminds me. I got that. Rob, come back down here and bring in the...
the gifts? Okay, I'll be right.
Yes. Not gifts. Memorabilia.
Really?
You're talking about your deep fryer. I also have something from my home that I brought in today.
Really?
That I thought perhaps a real, true, die-in-the-wool Don and Mike fan might like to have. A piece of memorabilia from me and from my family.
Wow. I cannot wait.
Gross memorabilia.
What could this possibly be?
Hold on. I got a guy who works at McDonald's for you.
All right.
Here's Derek from Bakersfield. Hello, Derek.
Yeah.
Derek, explain this phase one, phase two thing to me.
All right. At McDonald's, phase one is dropping the fries into the oil, and phase two is pulling it out 4 minutes later. We don't do anything. We just drop them in there 4 minutes later.
All right. Hold on. I got another guy who says he knows phase one.
Looking like a true fast food employee.
Phase two. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, the phase one, if you're using fresh potatoes, is to, like, parboil them or blanch them first. You take them out, let them kind of drain the oil off, and then you dump them back in, and then they come out nice and crisp and on the outside and nice and soft on the inside.
Okay, all right. Well, that's what I thought.
Hey,
so you really
I got
don't...
one more question for you.
What?
Don, on did the Redskins actually pick up Jeff George?
Duh, yes.
All right, come on, Jesus. Well, now I'm not convinced he knew what he was talking about.
Okay, now, here's what I brought from home.
Okay.
Do you want to talk to another guy about fries?
Just to, you know, ease my mind.
Chris?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, but the first guy was right, or second guy. It's about blanching them the first time. I had thrashers down at the beach for like 5 years.
And how long do you put the fresh potatoes in to blanch them?
Well, They get till they're like soggy or they get a little white. I guess it's about a few minutes, depends on the temperature. But usually what you do is you cook at a lower temperature to blanch them, and then you pull them out, let the grease drain, and then you go ahead and throw them back in at a higher temperature, and you get the best fries.
You mark my words, all this discussion doesn't matter, because you're not going to remember to bring in the deep fryer tomorrow.
Bring in tomorrow. Bring in some potatoes.
Not going to remember.
Thank you, Chris.
I don't want to bring in the food.
I guarantee. He'll remember the food. You won't remember the deep fryer, though.
Okay. I'm not going to really like argue now because I know how I am.
Now here's what I have for only the real most dyed in the wool Donna Mike fan.
What is this?
My wife and I can't take credit for having done this job because I'm not the man in the house.
Is this a gag reflex waiting to happen here?
I believe so.
Oh no.
We had to replace our toilet seats. One of the toilet seats is black and one of them is white.
I'm going to barf all
and,
of it. I'm already getting my gag up.
And they arrived yesterday. We ordered them off the internet. You can get anything off the internet. We got the brand new toilet seats. And they're in bad shape. Although, much like with a pair of underpants, the usage on the black one is not as noticeable as on the white one.
Did you bring the whole seat in?
Yeah. What you do is you get a big-ass wrench.
Yeah, I know how to take off the toilet seat.
And you pry this thing off. And I mean, we've lived in this house that we live in now for 8 years.
And you haven't replaced the seats.
Uh-uh.
And so you lifted up that little plastic cap underneath there. Must have been just the foulest.
And to get those big screws off was impossible. I mean, it was all corroded and rotted.
Urine is very corrosive.
So, would you like to see the black one or the white one first?
I'll see the grosser one first. I want to see the white one. And just don't, thrust it at me. Just hold it up, okay?
All right.
Nice box. She's a whiny little runt, doesn't she?
Oh, hold on.
I don't know.
I accidentally pressed that button.
All right, now here's the white one.
Hard plastic.
Okay. There you go.
That's the side. I'm sure that's the side that'd say okay.
That's the top.
Right.
And then you lift it up.
Yeah. Oh, that looks fine.
Well, take a look down here.
Oh.
And then when you look at the other side, you just see the nice yellow ring
worked
its way all the way around.
That is pretty nasty.
Toilet seat.
But that's going to make... And what is...
What is what?
What is that between the two knobbies there? Is that scum? Is that like
some kind of
scum?
Some kind of... no, I think it's...
Don't rub it with your finger!
Right. Oh, Mike, it is some kind of... Some kind of toilet goo.
Oh, my God.
I have not only the beautiful white toilet seat, which incidentally comes from my personal bathroom, the bathroom that Frieda and I use.
I cannot believe you're simply going to give these away.
I also have...
This ought to be a major, major competition.
I also have the black toilet seat, which, as you can see, is still in one piece.
In its own way, it looks a little more dingy, though.
See this? Look at this. You can actually, play games with it.
That's
open
pretty
up.
Pretty nasty.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm Mr. Toilet Seat.
I'm the talking toilet.
John's ass has been on me. So has Frieda.
Which one? Which bathroom does that come from? The hallway bathroom?
By the kitchen.
The one you prefer to use.
Yes.
Your toilet of choice.
Yes. A matter of fact, I've probably taken more dumps on this one than I have on the one that's from our personal bathroom.
And it looks as though there was a very half-hearted way of cleaning that up before you brought it in.
Well, it's black.
A quick swipe.
Yeah.
Wait, hold it open again, please. Yeah, that's toilet paper residue in there.
Yes, it is.
That's like that you all get, when you fling it back to the, the little shards.
There you go. There they
are. That's incredibly authentic. What an authentic keepsake.
There you go. A real piece of memorabilia.
That is absolutely one. And you're just going to give it away.
Well, you got a girl who wants it already.
Of course.
Jennifer.
Yes, I want this toilet seat.
Really? Why?
Because I love your show. I got an autographed picture of you and Mike, and... I want it.
You want the toilet seat. She just wants it because she's a big fan.
What will you do with the toilet seat? Where will you display it in your home?
In my family room where I have your pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Will you put perhaps our pictures in the middle of the toilet seat?
I will tape it to the lid and leave it open.
That's terrific. Make it like a beautiful souvenir.
It'll be your shrine. I will put candles by it.
Where are you calling from, Jennifer?
Lodi, California.
Lodi.
All right, well, listen, you called and you asked for it. Which would you rather have? Now, I'll give you some background. The white toilet seat, which is much more stained and actually is a little cracked.
Yeah,
that came from the bathroom by my bedroom, Frieda, my bedroom.
Oh, well, I want that one.
You want that one? Okay.
That's the one she wants.
It's yours.
However, you know, you should know that the hallway toilet seat has seen a lot more of Don's ass.
Yes. And all visitors to the home. I believe
right.
that.
I've probably seen that.
I know Mike has taken a dump in there.
Yeah, I think I have.
I think perhaps Rob's taken a dump in there. Mm-hmm. I know Broyhill's taken a dump on this mm-hmm. one, on the second one.
Okay. You know, I'll take the black one then.
The black one.
Okay.
I think the black one will be a much nicer decorative item, too.
Yes.
I'm thinking about hanging it.
Jennifer, what would you have been willing to pay on eBay for this if you'd seen it there?
Oh, thousands.
Thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars.
Hold on, honey.
Okay, thank you.
I've got it for you, a piece of memorabilia.
Can I tell my husband I love him?
Yes.
I just did.
Thank you. Hold on. Hello, Charlie.
You know, about that toilet seat, I know Jimmy the intern had sex in your hammock, so I don't know what he may have done on that toilet seat.
Oh, that's right. When Jimmy the intern was house-sitting, he had sex in our hammock.
Just adding value. And all we're doing here is adding value to that product, and you're just giving it away. I think that's incredibly generous.
Yes, I am.
That's terrific.
Hello, Bob.
Yes.
Bob, hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good. Hey, I want to buy Mike's slot machine.
Oh, no. I'll tell you right now. There's a difference between losing interest and totally hating it. I don't hate it, and I have yet to have the social function where some of my friends can come over and enjoy it. So,
okay, when should I come?
What, to my house? You can come whenever you want to play the slot machine. Please, feel free. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, goodbye.
Hey, absolutely. I'll give you my car also.
Goodbye.
Come on, please.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give up on it yet.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
That's what it's saying to me. Don't give up on me, baby.
David Soul. Tommy.
Yes, Don, Mike, how you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I wanted to, Don, this is the only good thing to come out of this little prick, Ilian. We really can't blame him, but we have to call him a prick, Ilian. The website was great. That is funny as hell.
Oh, that Budweiser commercial?
I passed it to a few people already. It's excellent. And the previous caller yesterday, or not the caller yesterday that called and tried to get you upset about your son, we need to find him and hang his ass by his balls,
okay.
Because that's ridiculous.
Thank you. Listen, people just like busting my balls.
I guess this caller didn't remember the lecture we gave second caller after that.
Please, listen. I'm a ball buster. People like busting my balls.
Comes with the territory.
That's how it goes. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Don, Mike. Hey, I got to have it in a toilet seat.
Why, Chris?
I want to hang it up down at work.
Where do you work, sir?
Clark Pest Control.
Clark's
Pest Control Company. I want to hang it up in the back.
He's the second guy to call, but, you know, I think you could do better.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
No, I gave the last one to a girl from California.
Man.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Did you J.O. on it? If you did, I got to have it.
No, I never J.O. in the
on
bathroom.
On either one?
On the toilet. Never do.
Okay.
Never do.
Are you sure, Don? I could use it, man.
I would tell you. No, I've never J.O.'d on either one of these.
Okay.
But Steve, Chris, I'm sorry,
yeah.
I just don't think you want it enough.
I do, man. I'll J.O. on it.
No.
Oh, God.
Hello, Greg.
I want the toilet seat.
You can't have the toilet seat. Other people might need the toilet seat. What is that?
What was that?
I don't know.
That's from Cartoon Network.
That's pretty quick. That's a pretty quick turnaround you got there.
Is that Space Ghost Coast to Coast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
I've had it on my computer for a long time.
Only you would know that.
Yes, brains.
God.
Well, did you call to play the tape or do you want the toilet seat?
I called to play the tape just to entertain you. That's all.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, well, then I've still got one.
You're looking for an East Coast home for the other toilet
seat. Yes, I am. East Coast, West Coast. Like the rappers.
A bi-coastal toilet seat.
I just want to make sure whoever gets the toilet seat will, you know, honor it and share it.
Like that first lady really said, you know, she's going to put a shrine up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, suggestion. You guys should run that black light over the top of that toilet seat.
Hey, why don't you go see if Wendell's got his black light?
That'd be interesting.
Robbie?
Yeah,
I guarantee
the black one, you know.
I guarantee you would see horrific, horrific stains.
Well, you've had it on there for, what, 8 years?
8 years.
8 years of use.
8 years, yeah. Okay, thank you, my friend.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
One more call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. Sam Huff.
Hey, Sammy.
How's everybody doing today?
How you doing, Sam?
Oh, I tell you what, I'm doing just peachy dandy. You know, I was just wondering, you know, in June, the Huff family reunion's coming up. Would you guys like to do a remote?
From the Huff family reunion?
Love to, Sammy.
Absolutely. That'd be terrific.
Yeah, I'd love to. You could bring the toilet seat if you don't give it away.
Yeah, we're going to give it away. So as far as the toilet seat is
concerned. Well, my sister could use it.
Really? Why is that?
Well, you know, she's got the hemorrhoids going on.
Oh, that's right. Those horrible hemorrhoids.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, what do you say about your sister there, Sam?
She comes up on the short end of the stick every day.
She sure does. Thank you, Sam.
Sam off.
All right, now hold on. We do have the black light.
Wonderful.
The black light, bright stick.
And that means we're going to have to turn off the lights in here to get a real look at the toilet seat.
It's going to take us a second to get... Robbie, no, it's going to take a second. Turn the lights back on. Take a second to plug this thing in. And
there you go. You want to plug it in over here?
Get it warmed up. I think there's an outlet right over there by Rob, I think.
All right.
Yeah. Isn't there? Right there?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's do a break first.
Okay. Then we're going to examine the toilet seat.
Got a caller 100. Examine the toilet seat.
Yeah, baby.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Prize package selected especially for you. Now, if you're the 100th caller and a shot at rent or mortgage, good luck.
Leader of Buster Clock, the Don and Mike Show.
And, of course... Happy Secretary's Day.
Ah, yes. And I always thought that in this age of political correctness, they were supposed to be referred to as executive assistants.
Right? No, no. The secretaries.
So all you men and women who do that type of job, happy day.
Yeah,
right. How's that? Can I be PC when I want to?
Yeah.
Hey, all you sweet little gals out there that help that big man of yours, the boss...
And now go get him a cup of coffee.
And a Danish.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got to be caller 100.
Right? Yeah, you are caller 100, correct.
Don, do you believe this?
What's your name?
John.
Johnny, where are you from?
Well, I'm out of Newton, Kansas, but I'm calling from Wichita.
Beautiful. You've won the Lewis versus Grant t-shirt. Don't miss Lewis versus Grant live on pay-per-view. That's Saturday, this weekend, April 29. Call your local cable operator, satellite provider to order the fight. But wait, there's more. You've also won our favorite new CD, Tongues,
ooh,
which teaches you how to cuss in French, along with the other great CD, Pull My Finger. Both of these CDs available by going online at www.pullmyfinger.com. But wait, there's more. You also qualified for Friday's big free money show when we pay rents and we pay mortgages. How much do you pay every month?
Oh, how about $1,200?
How about it? We'd love to pay that for
That's
you.
That's wonderful.
How about that? But even if I don't win that, the other stuff is just, you know, worth the waiting around to make the call.
We're going to pay an S-load of rents and mortgages on Friday's episode, but you got to listen to the whole show, okay?
I'll listen to the whole show.
Beautiful. Thank you, my friend.
You know, in all seriousness, I'd like to salute all the executive assistants out there that do, you know, not only do, like, the day-to-day crap that bosses have to deal with, but, you know, they go the extra mile, like picking up dry cleaning and offering sex.
And, I'd like to salute all of the secretaries out there that give their bosses Hummers.
Absolutely.
Give their boss a nice BJ under the desk.
And never, you know, never complain.
No.
You know.
Just wipe their mouth and move on. I'd like to salute all the secretaries that take dictation.
Absolutely. Men and women.
Yes, that's right.
Of course.
Certainly.
Here, here.
You know, Ken Stevens has a secretary. It is, isn't Donna technically his secretary?
You think so?
Yeah, well, his secretary.
Right. His executive assistant. So no such thing as a secretary anymore. Do they even refer to the holiday?
Yes.
And is it a holiday? As a, you know, enough of the flowers crap. Give the secretary a day off. I mean, I think if you're going to talk about it, give an executive assistant something they want.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
give her what she really wants.
Here you go.
You know what the boss has in his pants.
Secretary's day. You know what that means.
I don't have to take this.
With a body like that, you could go places.
I don't have to take it. All right, she's not there. What about
Shocker.
What about Terry? Is Terry considered to be a secretary?
I don't think so. I think Terry was our phone person at the front desk.
Terry might be
Alan Limon's assistant?
Secretary.
Sales assistant?
Secretary.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Right. Executive assistant.
Terry might be at the front desk today because I just...
Oh,
you know what? I bet she's right.
Yeah, I haven't seen Colette today, so our receptionist is missing.
But she would say she's a receptionist, not a secretary.
Right. No, she's really a receptionist. I mean, receptionist is that is a real title.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask Terry if she considers anybody here to be a secretary. Hey, Terry?
Yeah.
Hey, baby. It's Don and Mike. Hey, are you a secretary?
I don't know. National assistant.
Would your title be executive assistant or sales assistant or...
National sales assistant.
National
sales. That's what the position is called.
Well, see, that's not a secretary.
Who in this building would you consider to be a secretary?
not that we're putting you on the spot at all.
I don't think we have any secretaries here. We have, wait a minute.
We have no secretaries here at all.
Mr. Lady Secretary, Julie Aurora.
Oh. Julie Aurora is, Gordon, I believe he had her on the air today and presented her with flowers. and called her Secretary.
Because Gordon still lives in the 18th century. But I mean, outside of the G-men, are there any women who work here at the station who you would consider to be a secretary? What about Donna? Is she Ken's secretary?
What a secretary would be, the title, it means like you do all the, like, taking of calls, correspondence for one person, right?
Right.
And secretary.
Secretary. And you, being the national sales, you just handle that department stuff.
Right.
So you're not working for one specific individual.
What about when you used to work for Shrinsky? Were you Shrinsky's secretary?
I was his assistant.
Ah,
well,
that's
I guess
right.
The secretary, if that's what you want to call it.
Right. No, not you, Terry. You were an executive, especially for Shrinsky. You need a bigger title than secretary.
You can come up with nobody at this radio station who's a Shrinsky, a secretary.
You know, there's a reason why she can't do it at this place, because this place is so cheap that everybody's, like, wearing 20 different hats here.
Yeah, you know, maybe I'll call NEW and ask for Ken's secretary.
Very good.
And then see what he did for her there.
Excellent.
All right, thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Alrighty,
wonderful,
bye.
Terry.
Hold on now. Terry's the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
One of our favorite people here. Been here a long time.
She is my favorite.
She is your all-time favorite.
She truly is.
Very nice.
If you ever decide to drop that...
May I help you?
Hello, Ken Stevens, please.
One moment.
If he ever decides to drop her Louis Farrakhan-looking husband,
mm-hmm.
Keith,
yes.
I'm there.
You're there. And Keith humors that. I mean, he's aware of that every time you see him at the Christmas party.
I always say, hey,
he tolerates that.
You got your Louis Farrakhan look going.
Right.
As soon as you get tired of Terry.
No, I'm not talking about the Louis Farrakhan thing. I'm talking about the fact that you lust after his wife.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
That is not a one-way street, incidentally.
You go to the company Christmas.
WNWSM. I'm either on the phone or away from my desk, so please leave a detailed message as a tone, and I'll return your call as soon as possible.
Come on. Did I ask for Ken or his secretary?
I'm not sure. I was thinking about Terry. I was too busy thinking about Terry, and I noticed at the Christmas parties, you two just do a beeline for each other.
We
get to that Christmas party, and you two are together in 5 seconds.
Can I help you?
Ken Stevens' secretary, please.
I'm Melanie. Okay, I believe they're at a meeting right now, so you'd have to leave them a message. Okay?
Are they at a meeting at a hotel?
No.
No? How about, does Jeremy Coleman have a secretary?
That's Melanie. She's your sister for the programming and for Ken Stevens.
Hey, baby, this is Don and Mike. I should have told you that.
Oh, hi, Don. Okay.
Hi, baby.
They're having a meeting in the conference room.
Is Nadine around?
Nadine. Let me try her. I
okay, thank you.
Might be in there also because...
Okay, now, someone's being bad.
Sexual harassment video. That's what's going on.
Oh, they're watching the sexual harassment video?
Funny how you tell us that.
Timely.
Yes.
Yeah, we watched that a couple of weeks ago here. It's funny. We thought we should have been in it.
Yeah, we would have liked a starring role.
Okay, you'd have some comments. All right.
Yeah, we'd be wonderful.
So is Ken's secretary watching the video now in the conference room?
Yes, she is.
Can you just put us into the conference room? What's her first name?
Melanie.
Melanie.
Hold on.
Thank you. Well, we're calling her New York station.
Very good.
Sorry, guys.
We're not there this week. Hello?
Sorry, guys. The line's busy.
All right.
Oh, bummer.
Thank you.
Want me to try Nadine?
Yeah. Yeah, we might as well just say hi to her.
Photographer?
She's a sales assistant, I believe. She works in the Kumari department.
She has to say hello to Nadine.
Of course.
The hot Egyptian girl from New York.
Good afternoon, NEW.
Nadine?
Nadine, yes.
Don and Mike.
Hello. Don and Mike.
We're on the air and we're calling you from Washington, D.C.
Hi.
Today.
We're not there this week because our phones are all left up.
I know. We miss you so much here.
Are you a secretary, Nadine?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
You must have forgotten. I told you already. I'm the assistant.
Oh, you're the assistant?
Yes.
You're simply the assistant?
Yeah, I'm the assistant.
The assistant.
Does Ken have a secretary?
Yes, he does.
Really? Do you know if Ken did anything for her for National Secretary's Day?
I don't think so.
Has anybody there that would have a job that would be considered a secretary? Has anybody gotten flowers or anything like that?
I think nobody really considers anyone a secretary here. It's just assistants.
It. Same company, same too cheap. Everybody wearing 50 hats.
All right. Thank you, Nadine.
You're very welcome.
Okay, have you given any thought to that Kumari?
What?
Have you given any thought to that Kumari deal?
What deal?
Oh, the deal. We'll explain it to you when we're up in New York.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
That's Nadine Kumari.
from WNEW. All right,
that's
your fault.
I know it's my fault.
That one's on you.
You know, when I do stuff like that, I'm just glad it ended quickly because usually something awful happens when I do that. It's not my role on the show to do that type of thing, and when I do that, something bad always happens.
Right, that's because you're speaking the truth.
I know.
Listen, bring the toilet seat over here.
Yeah, because we've got the black light.
The black light is here. We're going to look at the toilet seats from my house.
Oh, good.
And identify any scatological remains.
Going to do a little peruse.
Okay, Robbie, lights off, please. And I would like the black toilet seat first, please.
That's the one that I think will be the most informative.
And this is also another good chance for us to. I know we've done this before, but just take a look, Mike, at the control board.
Oh, God!
Would you look at our control board? I know we've done this before. I won't bore you with it.
That is so disgusting.
But all of the flakes of skin.
It's just skin.
And the various stains
never
on the control board.
Never cleaned.
No. It's still...
That's so disgusting.
Hideous, isn't it?
Hey, you know, the last time we did that, we didn't have... I didn't have my own personal chair. You know?
All right, bring it over.
All right.
Bring it over. I'll look at your chair before I look at the toilet seat.
Wheel it around.
Can you wheel it over here?
Look.
And now, no one to blame for any stains on this except you, since you're the only one who uses this chair.
That's why I thought you might be interested to take
a
look at it.
Here we go. Let's take a quick look at Mike's chair. Go ahead, scan it, Robbie. Mike's personal chair.
A little something up here.
Yeah, a little like dandruff or something.
Mm-hmm. You know, go down by where his ass is.
Oh, more there.
Okay. Nice. You know, surprisingly clean, Mike. Surprisingly clean.
Oh, in the front.
What's up front? I can't see it.
Smudge.
What is it?
Some sort of smudge.
Oh.
No, it's all right, though.
No, you know what?
I'm a clean guy. I got a clean dookie.
Yeah, you're okay.
I got a clean dookie, Bob.
Your a-hole's very clean, Mike.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a look at my toilet seat.
Yeah, let's take a real good look here.
Under the black light.
All right, we're going to scan it right now.
Yep. Looking at the top.
Top looks pretty good.
Oh. Couple flakes on the
top. Just flakes, but not bad at all on the top.
Now I'm going to open it up, and we're actually going to look inside.
Well, yeah, especially underneath.
I'm going to do the top part first.
Oh, God.
Look at that.
That's not too bad down at the bottom. It's up there. It is.
Yeah. At the top.
There's
here.
Trouble City.
Okay, now.
Oh
now
my
I'm
God.
I'm gonna turn it over.
Here we go. This is gonna be the money shot. All right, here we go.
Not bad.
Not bad. That is remarkably clean.
Not bad.
I'm amazed.
All right, let's look at the other one.
All right.
Give me the white one.
Very good. I should also say, you know, you get a lot of light pouring into this room, so it's difficult to get the, you get the real look when it's pitch black.
This one will be harder to see because it's white, so there'll be less contrast.
Yeah, but the big flecks will show up. There's the stain.
The stain is just like day glow,
yeah,
man.
The stain is very much day glow.
You know what? I think this is a testament. I was almost going to say a testament to my wife,
right?
But it's actually a testament to Alicia, the lady that cleans our house.
That's very good.
It's her.
Look at that.
Excellent. She's the one that's scrubbing
it
out all
to the very top, right up to. What's that?
Where? Up here?
Yeah, it looks like a little globule or something.
Check the head out.
Oh, God! That is
all the way at the very back there. There's some mess back there.
God.
That is only detected with the black light.
Oh,
okay.
Where germs hide.
Oh, man. Well, that's some. Have we given that one away yet?
No, not yet.
All right.
Hold on. Before we turn the lights back on, we look at some of our other. You know, I don't think we had the instant replay in here the last time that we did this.
Right.
This is the machine that has all these tapes like.
Sit down, Danny.
Yep.
Sit down, Danny.
Let me just check this out.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Very clean.
Not bad.
And that's traveled a lot, too.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty much just my hands that touch that. My hands and Rob's hands.
See, you don't use that seat, but other people do. Take a look at that seat.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh, I'd hate to look at this chair.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh, my God. That is foul.
I take no credit for that. I stand during the show. I don't sit.
I know. Look at that. Look right down on the end of that.
I know. I see. You see, for those of you who don't know, if you really want to see germs and filth, get a black light.
Get a black light and you'll see everything. Everything that hasn't been cleaned. Everything that is unwashed.
Turn off all the lights in a room, and then, like, when I put the black light over the control board, you can see just the flecks. It's
disgusting.
Of skin that have chipped off guys' hands.
And we maintain this facility is just not clean.
No.
It's never touched. It's never touched.
The last time that we did this, didn't we bring somebody from management in here to look at the studio?
And nothing changed. Nothing happened. You've gone into the bathroom. Nothing's changed in there.
No.
I think that, you know, in all fairness, I think the bathroom's a little cleaner than it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is, you know, I'm just looking at this board over here. Thank God you don't sit over here by the control board, Mike.
Well, it's just as filthy over here, too, with that little 1812 box of buttons that I have in front of me over here.
I'm using the same chair I inherited when I started here 9 years ago. I'd hate to look at this chair.
Could you give me some cord?
No,
you can't give me any more cord?
All right, let me look at the telephone, sir. The Telos machine.
Oh.
Okay. Look at this.
Oh, look at that cake.
Now to look at...
Looks like frosting.
To look at this thing with the lights on,
you'd say
it looks very clean.
Yeah, but it's filthy.
You hold it up to the black light, and like where the keypad is?
Because somebody should take like an alcohol swab on it.
Jesus Christ.
You know, hey, Rob, do we have those tape head cleaners in here with the little Q-tip? What you ought to do is, under the black light, take a little Q-tip with alcohol and just
and see
run
if it cleans it.
And run it through and see what it does.
See what it does. I'm
going to go get a Q-tip.
Okay. Come on, Robbie. Hurry, Robbie.
We always try our little cleanliness experiment.
Hurry. Let me take a call here first. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I really would love that toilet seat. I'm a longtime fan of you guys way back in the day when you were on WAVA.
Yeah. Okay, hold on just a second. Hold on.
We're gonna do the experiment with the cleaning.
Okay, try to clean right by the keypad. Let's see if that works.
It takes it right away.
Put it on the other side because I can't see.
Hold on. Can you see that? Look at that,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, that's
look
fantastic.
Look at that. Look at what just a little... What is that, like rubbing alcohol? What is that we use?
Really refined alcohol, denatured alcohol. Like.
Look at that.
Look at how clean
that
is.
That's all somebody needs to do.
And now, well, what did the head of the Q-tip look like?
Oh, I didn't even pull it off.
Okay, do another
one. Well, you know what? There's that one swath. See where the lower bank of red lights are, the second one down?
Down here?
Run it right across there.
Right here?
And watch what happens. Right, yeah, right down
right
there.
There
you
That's
go.
That's right. Jesus Christ.
Look at that.
God damn, this is
not
dirty
coming up.
Oh, God.
Scrub, Rob.
That might be blood.
That looks good.
Oh, that's...
Mike, look at the end of the Q-tip.
Oh, my God.
Look at what he pulled up there. Jesus.
That is so foul.
Damn it, this is an awful place to
You know, we wonder why in January and February this is just like a tuberculosis ward in here.
Jesus. Oh,
there's
that's
the
awful.
Reason right there.
God, that's awful.
It's disgusting.
Hello, wait, you want the toilet seat?
Yeah, I would love. I would put it like on a plaque and put you guys' name on it. I think it would be excellent, but I would love to have it.
Where would you display it in your home?
Oh, I would probably put it right in the front living room area, and when people come over and say, this is Don Mike's, Don Geronimo's toilet seat, and, you know, as your ratings rise, you know, it would be an excellent memento.
Why do I think this guy's not sincere?
I'm very sincere.
Hold on, let me talk to someone else. We'll judge who's more sincere. Hello, Jeff?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? How's it going?
Why do you want my toilet seat?
Man, I like to get everybody to sign it, and I like to put it up in front of my house. Hang it up.
You put it in the yard?
No, right in the front window.
In the front window.
I like
you
that.
You know it, man.
You must be calling from the south.
Man, you know it.
Where are you calling from?
Greenville, South Carolina.
Greenville, South Carolina. Do you promise you would put it in your front window?
I would, man.
All right, it's yours.
All right.
It's yours. Mm-hmm. It's yours.
Yeah, we'll autograph it for you, absolutely.
Hold on, let me let the other guy down. Hey, Edwin?
Yeah?
I'm sorry, the other guy wanted it more.
Well, okay, no problem.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, a little disappointed he was.
I think he was going to, you know, use it for a different reason.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Tom, do you want the toilet seat?
Yes, I do want the toilet seat.
You're too late, Tom. How do you spell toilet?
T-O-L-T-E.
Perfect.
Right.
Tolte.
Everybody say hello to Tom the Monster. Tom Gavin the Monster. There he is.
There he is roaring.
Tom the Monster.
I had eggs.
What, Tommy?
I had eggs for breakfast, potatoes, and bacon this morning.
Wednesday.
I forgot it's Wednesday. That means you had breakfast at the group home.
No.
Yes.
Watch it.
Tom, how old is your toilet seat?
50 years old.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Tom, how many times a day do you go number two?
A lot.
How many?
50.
Now, tell the truth, Tom. About how many times do you have a nice BM?
Two times.
Do you know what BM stands for?
Yeah.
What?
I can't say it.
No, he was going to say that too.
Do you know what the letters B? I know you think that it means the S word.
Yeah.
But what do the letters B M? There's a word that starts with B and a word that starts with M.
B M.
Have you ever heard a crap referred to as a BM?
Yeah.
What do you think BM means?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
BM means, what do you call it?
Yeah, what do you call it?
What do you call it?
A what?
I can't say it.
See, the only thing he can do is process it into the S word. That's really the only way
Let me ask you, I'll give you an example. Do you know what VD is?
Vagina.
No.
VD is venereal disease.
Venereal disease.
You know what AIDS is? Acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Yep. You know what DC is?
What's
District of Columbia.
District of Columbia.
Okay, so, you understand how the concept works?
Yeah.
Okay, what does BM mean?
Well, you finally got it, Tom.
No, that would be BJ, Tom.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
What does BM mean?
Bowel syndrome.
No, not bowel syndrome. BM means bowel.
Bowel
movement.
Very good. So you have a nice bowel movement twice a day, right, Tom?
Yeah.
Very good.
And I bet it is just a mess.
I bet it's huge.
Not a mess. It's a monster mess.
Do you roar like a monster when you're having a nice BM?
Yes.
Can we hear that?
Roar.
Do your BMs stink?
Yep. It stinks like crap.
Tom, for anyone who's never heard you before, how old are you, Tom?
40.
40 years old.
40. And who's your favorite band today, Tom?
Soul Purpose and Crosstown.
And who are they?
They're bands I go see at JV's, and Crosstown, they'll be playing at JV's tomorrow night.
And what's your favorite dinner? What's your favorite dinner item, Tom?
Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
And what does BM stand for?
Bowel movement.
That's very good.
See, that's great, Tom.
What does VD stand for?
VD.
Venereal disease.
Excellent job, right. Tom.
What does DC stand for?
DC. Hi, Buzz.
Hey, Tommy.
That
how you doing?
As long as you can hold him, Don. You can't hold him any longer than that.
How you doing, Buzz?
I'm all right. How are you, Tommy?
Good.
What does LG stand for?
Watch it.
Yeah, he knew that one. That's right.
Watch it.
How is Lorraine?
Watch it. I was over there today. I had to take some stuff over there for crowbar.
You had to take some stuff to your mom's with a crowbar?
No, crowbar. We're gonna be collecting money for the retardation program tomorrow.
Well, very good, Tom.
Excellent.
That's terrific.
I have no one better.
That's a good job.
Friday.
Good for you.
Will you be, like, standing out on the road with a can or something?
No, at Safeway Shopping Center in Chesterbrook on Friday.
On Friday, very good.
Going into your Safeway, and there's Tom Gavin standing in front of your Safeway?
I'd empty my wallet, I'll tell you that right now.
Yep. Empty your wallet right now.
Right now?
Yep, right now.
But Tom, listen, for the record,
yeah.
I don't think we've ever asked you this, but being as you brought it up, I will ask, are you retarded?
In the head.
See, I've never thought of Tom as retarded. Believe it or not, I haven't.
I was born with brain damage.
You were born with brain damage. We've never really gotten into your medical condition. We've only shared our friendship.
Yep.
Was it thalidomide?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Wow. So, Tom, you're retarded?
A little.
Okay, just a little bit. How much do you think?
A lot.
How much? Give me a percentage. How retarded do you think you are?
Not that much.
I don't think so either.
15% maybe?
Yeah, 15%.
Do you have club feet?
No.
No, good.
We were talking about club feet on the show yesterday.
You know who was born with clubbed feet?
Dennis Murphy
was.
Right. Have you talked to Dennis recently?
I heard when he called me and said, you know, I'm talking to the screen caller about me.
Yes, that's right. We were.
Dennis was telling us all about his club feet yesterday.
And now we've learned a little bit about you, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to do the robot one more time,
please? Robot, robot.
And do the parrot?
Hello.
Would you rather be known on the show as Tom the Monster?
Yes.
Or Tom the 15% retarded guy?
No, Tom the Monster.
Tom okay. the Monster.
All right, roar, 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 roar! There you go, very good.
What does BM stand for?
Bowel movement.
Yeah. What does VD stand for?
VD?
VD.
I don't know.
Venereal?
Venereal disease.
Okay.
What does FU stand for?
Aha! I got you on that word.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
Got you on that word.
Tom, what does GH stand for?
GH?
Group home.
There you go.
Nope.
Watch it.
Watch it.
Watch it.
Watch it.
Come on, watch it.
All right. Good talking to you, Tom.
I'll be at the Las Vegas stop this Wednesday night.
We'll see you there.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Uh-huh.
Tag for short. There we go.
Really? That's a shocker.
Yes.
To find that out about him.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, you never, people that have been calling the show for years, you never, ever know. There's always something new to learn about people.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Yeah, hello.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good. I want to say hi to Buzz, too.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Buzz. Good to talk with you. Wanted to ask you guys a question, and I'm totally serious about this.
Yes.
I wanted to know why you guys don't have a webcam. Is it because you don't want anybody to look at you, or you kind of want your privacy, or is the station just too damn cheap to buy you one?
You know, I think we could have a webcam if we didn't stream audio, because CBS won't allow audio over the Internet, but frankly, how boring would it be to just look at me and Mike standing here talking and talking on the telephone?
Pretty damn boring.
It's some of the worst television, webcam or otherwise,
yeah,
that you could ever watch, is to have cameras in a radio studio.
I mean, it doesn't work like in a James Bond movie where, right, James Bond turns on his laptop and he's talking to the guy back at Scotland Yard, and it's like they're looking at each other on real TVs.
No, it's horrible. And, you know, all it does is subject anybody that's doing it to ridicule. It really does. You know, let me familiarize you with Anus in the Morning, if you ever watch that. I mean, I get a kick out of just watching that because it's just so funny to see that fossil sitting in that chair.
Well, that answers my question. You guys are great. Have a good one.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Right. Hey, you know, the best part of watching Anus in the Morning on TV, right, is during the commercial breaks, when you, yeah, see how much everybody on the Anus of the Morning show truly hates each other.
Oh, absolutely.
I should amend that. Not that they hate each other.
Yeah,
they all just hate him.
Yeah, they hate him and he hates all of them.
There's like no conversation.
Right.
I mean, when the commercials go on, a lot of times, because MSNBC is such a screwed up channel,
mm-hmm,
they can't sync it up for the commercials on his radio show.
Right.
So he'll be playing commercials, and they just sit in silence.
Yeah.
Five guys sitting in a radio studio, off the air, in silence.
And with his, you know, his, like, oversized 10-gallon hat and his kerchief and his wig.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be a wig.
And don't forget his sunflower seed.
Sunflower seed. I mean, what, is he 90 now or something like that?
Yeah.
That's got to be a wig.
Jesus. That's a good reason never to go on TV.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, our show compared to that on television would be, you know, fantastic entertainment. But mm-hmm, even that, who wants to just sit and look at us talking to a microphone?
Well, because we can be very animated, but we don't, frankly, do. We laugh a lot, but when we're having fun, it's not always accompanied by, like, wild facial expressions.
Yeah, no, right, absolutely not. And I'll tell you this, some of our best moments come during the commercials, and frankly,
we like our quiet time.
I don't want to share that with you guys.
Hear, hear.
Some of our best stuff, I'll tell you this, we're not like Anus in the Morning and his crew.
No.
We don't sit around quietly and stare at each other during the commercials.
We have quite often, many times, had two full shows in one given day. I mean, from start to finish.
And a lot of times, the better show is the show that you don't hear.
Absolutely.
Because we don't have these restrictions about, mm-hmm, language and stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, the other bad thing about Anus is his stethoscope headphones he insists on wearing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, to protect his wig.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise it would cut a big seam into his article. I wonder whose hair that is. I think you'd say, really, he's
like
a
Steve Allen hair.
I think he's a wig person.
You think so?
I think he has to be a wig person.
I don't think he's a wig person.
You don't think so?
Maybe he's had some kind of work done.
But he definitely colors his hair.
Yeah, oh, that I will agree with.
If it's not a wig, he colors his hair.
It's like carrot top color hair, yeah, on Anus. Yeah.
And I really think it's just a girl's wig. I think it's like a woman's wig that he wears. And he, like, combs it in a certain way.
You know, that guy, his whole shtick, I don't know. You know, now that we're on in New York, I guess we can ask this question to the good people of New York. Because I guess it's there like it is here in D.C. Nobody listens to this guy on the radio.
Right.
He can't get a ratings point to save his life.
Mm-hmm.
Yet for some reason, in the industry, he's held up as one of the great guys in this industry, like one of the true goddamn talents in this industry. And every time that I turn him on the radio or I go home and turn the TV on, he's having a boring interview with that big cod-bellied Tim Russert,
mm-hmm. right.
or he's got some guy playing sports highlights, and it's boring and it gets no ratings.
Right, it doesn't.
Yet,
that's the big secret about Anus mm-hmm. in the Morning.
Yet, you know, the NFers on the cover of Time magazine a couple of years ago.
Quack, quack.
Stupid.
Stupid. I miss in the Morning.
And have you noticed?
Stupid idiot. You're such a stupid idiot. Here's my wig, my 10-gallon hat, my
kerchief.
In the middle of New York with my cowboy hat. My kerchief. You're stupid idiot. Stupid ass. Emerson in the Morning. Yes, good to be here. Here I am. Listen, I'm going to do something for my listeners. I'm going to take off my wig. I'm going to pull it off. Show you my bald, veiny head underneath it.
Now, if you're watching on the MSNBC, you might notice during the commercials, nobody talks.
We sit here because I think they're all stupid idiots.
They think I'm a stupid idiot.
We just all hate each other. Specifically, I'm close to death.
Look, that's been rumored for a long time, man.
Doesn't he have one lung?
Yes! Really? Doesn't he have one? He has one lung.
Where's our Imus sound effect from when he was in the hospital?
We have a sound effect that's labeled Imus. Listen, here it is. It says Imus. That's our Imus sound effect.
Well, that's a stupid sound effect.
You know, I don't know what the guy did in his last life to come back and get this cushy gig.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy does a show that nobody listens to, yet somehow he's revered in the radio industry as being one of the real giants.
Well, big hair.
Biggest hair in the industry. Nice kerchief.
Yeah, you know, around his neck. Well, we know why that is.
Yeah, because he's got the Johnny Carson turkey neck hat.
That gobble gobble.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
That's been done for a long time.
I was in the Morning.
Stupid idiot with my gobbly neck and my 10-gallon hat and my big belt buckles, my sunflower seeds. Stupid idiot.
Hello. Hello, Nick.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, y'all trying to find me another toilet seat?
Pardon me, sir?
Are y'all trying to find me another toilet seat?
Is this your real accent, or are you just tweaking it up a little bit?
Mm, that's the way I talk.
Why don't you back it off a little bit and talk like you
Come
really
on, talk
do.
Like talk like a Yankee.
I can't talk like a Yankee. I ain't never been up there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I know you might be from the South, but you just don't dial it down to what you normally sound like.
This is me.
Okay, what do you want?
Well, y'all was giving away a toilet seat.
Yes, we were.
I was really in need of one.
Well, go to Home Depot.
Well, they charge you, you know.
Yeah, right. The toilet seats I was giving away, you couldn't use on your toilet. They're memorabilia.
Well, you know, I don't even have one. I have to hold on to the edge.
Hey, aren't you supposed to be calling, no, you're supposed to be driving out to the nearest Jeff Foxworthy show, aren't you?
Oh, he's good, man.
Oh, come on, drop this act.
It ain't no act.
It really, really annoys us when people do phony accents. Unless it's coming from us.
South Carolina.
I believe you're calling from South Carolina, but drop the accent.
Just, I mean, you know, talk the way you normally. What do you do for a living, sir?
Well, I work at a potato chip plant.
You got us there.
Do you really? What's the name of the potato chip plant?
Wise Foods.
Wise Foods?
There is such a thing as Wise Potato Chips.
Yeah, I haven't seen them around for a while, but I guess they still... what do you do in the potato chip factory?
I'm a utility.
What is that?
What does that mean?
Well, it's kind of like a janitor, almost.
You're a janitor in a potato chip?
Well, you know, there's a lot of mess on the floor, and, you know, you got to keep it clean because inspectors come around.
Do you get free chips?
Oh, yeah. Well, we ain't supposed to, but yeah.
What do the inspectors look for?
Well, they look for dirty, you know, dirty conditions and stuff and foreign matter in all the potatoes.
Potatoes. What besides potato chips, what snack foods does the plant produce?
Cheese doodles and all kinds of corn chips.
What kind of corn chips?
Bravos.
Bravos?
Yeah.
Aren't you waiting for this guy to start talking like Robert Goulet any second?
Any time.
And the odds are in my favor.
I'm really fooling you guys.
Potatoes.
You really talk like this?
Well, yeah.
Repeat after me. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
I heard that in a movie or something. The rain in Spain stays mainly... What?
I don't think he's a janitor in a potato chip plant.
Nor do I.
Well, I don't like that. I don't like that title. It's a utility. That means I can run any kind of machine in there.
Utility.
Hold on a second, please. You know, I hate slowing the show down to bust these guys who call us and lie.
I know, but I mean, all we ask for is honesty.
Has to be done.
Listen, hold on, please. Rob's going to get your number at the Wise Potato Plant, and we're going to call them and verify your employment.
Okay.
Okay, hold on, please. Robbie, he is on line number 5.
I sure do like these potatoes.
You know,
stupid idiot.
Nothing would please me more than one of these times to call one of these places and have it pan out.
Yeah. That's our utility man, yes. He can work any piece of machinery, but primarily he cleans up before inspections.
You know, and if that's the case...
He picks the foreign matter out of the chips.
We will say salute to him.
Right.
But it just sounds like another one of the parade of guys that like calling this show and pretending.
We'll have to ask him what the... Yeah, it's an owl, right? That's the logo for Wise Potato Chips.
Right. Hold on.
All right, we're going to call the Wise Potato Chip Factory and make sure that they have a man that cleans up before inspections
named Nick. You know that Rockwell guy's supposed to be calling us. Hey, everybody, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned
for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, before we say this professional.
Yes.
Hey, Toya, come here for a minute. Tell me if this guy is keeping up this voice on the telephone.
Yeah, that's good. That's
all. He's getting his information now. He's on line 5, and I see that Toya's talking to him.
I don't buy him.
Man, Apple. Hello, Apple.
You don't believe him, Buzz?
No, I don't.
What about you, Rob?
I do.
What about you, Mike?
I hate to be the fence sitter, but he has got me totally confused.
Toya?
I think, but I'm gonna go on the side he's faking it.
Toya, would you talk to this guy to get his information?
Uh-huh.
Did he talk that way?
Yes, he did. His address is hilarious.
What's his address?
Something like Turkey Farm Road.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Do you think it was a real address?
I think so.
You think so?
All right,
I'll look up the city on the internet.
All right, go look it up. Okay.
Aunt Ethel.
Okay.
That was professional, Aunt Ethel.
Let me ask you, do you think that guy was real? Hello?
Hello?
Do you think the guy was real?
Me?
Do you think the last guy we had on the show was real?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello.
I'm convinced now.
Feel better? Do you think he was real?
Yeah, he kept it up pretty good.
It's just Aunt Ethel.
Hello, do you think he was real?
You damn right I did think he was real.
Hello, do you think he was real? Hello?
Hello?
Do you think that last guy was real?
No, I think he's faking it.
All right, thank you. Hello, do you think the last guy was real?
Not a chance, man. The woman picked up the phone and said he doesn't live here, or he's not home, or something like that.
He lives here, he works here, and then she changed it to he used to work here.
Right, but anyway, the reason I was on hold is I wanted to ask Mike about his deep fryer.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Bring up an interesting point, Buzz. Do you think that the woman with the phone number at the Wise Potato Chips was a scam?
No, we got the Wise Potato Chips number off information, didn't we?
No.
Or did he give it to us?
He gave it to Ron.
Why don't we call information for that town and see if we get the Wise Potato Chips?
Hold on a second. I'll come back to you. Hold on.
The caller also said he wanted a toilet seat because he didn't have one because he was clinging to the edge. And, you know, obviously he was making a joke on that second remark. But obviously he has a toilet seat. And I'm sure he knew that the contest was over.
Hmm. It's very rare that Buzz will go out on a limb against somebody.
This is true.
Buzz is generally the listener's friend.
I think the guy did a great job and he earned the suit, but I think everything was a lie.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
All right, let me find out.
Answer.
Welcome to Bell Atlantic Local and National 411.
What city and state?
Greenville, South Carolina.
What listing?
Wise Potato Chips.
Thank you. Please wait.
Now we'll see if the number jives up with the number I have.
Thank you.
No, thank you, darling. You're on the air on the Don and Mike Show. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Thank you.
That was in what city?
I believe in Greenville.
Greenville.
In area code 864.
I have Wise Foods.
Yep, that's it. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Could I have the number, please?
Thank you.
Thank you. Look at it.
The number is 864-298.
Not the number I had.
Okay, well, it could be, you know, that's...
Could be an inside line.
Another number.
Very inside.
Not even the same first three digits, though.
Okay.
I'm going to call back the original number that the guy gave us.
Very good.
And see if she still answers as Wise Potato Chips.
Wise Foods.
Good afternoon, Wise Foods.
Hi, this is Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us again?
I'm fixing to walk out the door.
But we were just confused about that guy, Nick.
I'll answer one question.
Okay, do you really work at Wise Potato Chips?
Do I?
Yes.
Yes, it's the number you just called.
I know, but could you put us on hold and can we talk to anybody else who works in your factory? Anybody at all at random?
Okay, right now I'm the only one up here. A lot of people are already gone home and... Several people are out in the plant. I'm the only one up here.
All right, and we'll just ask you one more question. What are the foods you manufacture there, besides the potato chips?
Corn chips, tortillas, popcorn.
You mean in a giant place like Wise, there's no one there right now? Nobody? Don't those plants like normally work 24 hours a day?
Well, we've got two shifts running right now, but I'm the only one up here in this office.
She sounds completely legit.
And I can't mm-hmm. just pull people off the floor.
And right. Is there another number that's normally given out when you call information for Wise Foods?
No, I work the switchboard.
Really?
Really? Can you hold on a second, please?
Just one second, honey. Hold on.
All right. It's tough to question everyone, but we have to.
Yes, it has to be done.
Now we're calling the number we got on information.
Yeah, and I'm going to see if they answer Wise Foods, and then I'm going to conference them with this girl.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Moore.
Is this Wise Foods?
It's more than Wise, yes.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Radio Show. Do you mind going on the air with us? I will take your voice off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a moment, please. All right, Rob.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
Rob, he didn't want to go on the air, so I had to take him off.
Mention the name that the woman we're talking to. Mention the number that we were given for Wise Foods.
Ask the guy on line 7 if that's a valid phone number
for Wise. All right, we're going to double check that.
That's
the question.
That's what we need to know.
Rob's going to talk to the guy off the air, and then we're just going to get it all clear.
The plant is in Spartansburg, South Carolina.
That's legit.
Okay.
Same area code, right?
I think so.
These two numbers?
I believe all of South Carolina is the same area code.
Mm-hmm.
Just dial 1-800-CONFEDERATE-FLAG.
All right.
Rob is doing his confirmation now.
Oh, well, come on the air with us, sir. No, absolutely not. We're just trying to figure out if a guy works there. Hold on a second to go on the air, okay?
All right, he'll come on the air with us.
Very good.
All right, beautiful.
He'd love to, but he can't. Is there more than one plant down there? Is there one in Spartansburg, one in Greenville?
We go through hoops, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We really do. This is a little...
Dude, I mean, the sponsors are wondering, when are we ever going to play a goddamn commercial?
It's a little hayseed.
You got a number for a factory and a sales office. This is the sales office.
Okay. So we got a number for the factory.
The other number is legit.
Sir, is that a number possibly for the factory? Please, let me have it.
All right, good. Now we'll get confirmation.
All right, let's see if we got the same number.
He's going to give Rob the number for the factory.
For the factory.
Now he's giving an 800 number.
280?
Is there a local number?
Is there a local number for the factory?
We must have the truth.
I don't know the local number.
Jesus.
Oh, he doesn't know.
This is like whenever you're trying to investigate anything. You know, this is where you get new respect for...
The FBI.
For FBI, cops, all those guys.
Okay,
thank you very much, sir. His name...
Right now, Rob's giving him information about the guy.
Good.
No. Yeah, you should, sir. Hey, keep making them. Okay, bye, Ben. He won't come on the air, but he's a big fan.
He listens to the show?
Yeah, new resident.
Good.
Well, why wouldn't you come on the air then?
Because he don't want to get in trouble.
Well, he's smart. Yeah, he's a smart guy. True. I mean, I don't blame him for that.
All right, hold on.
Andy, you know this guy?
Beg your pardon?
Andy, do you know this guy?
No, I don't, but he sounds like several people that I do know.
He sounds legit to you?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, thank you. Hello, Jamie.
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm originally from Massachusetts. I moved down here about 7 years ago.
That guy's accent is accurate. That's exactly what they sound like. Not like if you come from downtown Greenville, these people don't sound like that.
Yeah.
But we have towns around here called Moonville and Possum Town.
Possum Town.
All right,
so you're saying he's on the level.
I guarantee it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, if they said, but we haven't confirmed, I'm sorry to be we have not confirmed that the factory number that he gave us is a factory number.
No,
even though the lady that answers it sounds completely legit to me.
What I'm going
to
do?
I'm going to call his Aaron Spelling.
That always works.
I don't know if it'll get you anywhere in a South Carolina potato chip factory, though.
Oh, it will.
At least I can call. I mean, I'll call off the air so I don't have to tell her that we're on the air.
Okay.
I find out if it's really Wise potato chips.
Yeah, why would she be sitting there all this time anyway answering Wise Foods? And if you get an answering machine, then that would be legitimate. You see, if you get an answering machine, then she would have gone home.
It's ringing.
Okay.
Phone's ringing right now. You can't hear it. It's off the air, but the phone's ringing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is this Wise Foods? This is Wise Foods. How you doing? Hey, where's that pretty little thing that was answering the phone about a half hour ago? She has left. Hi there. My name is Pat McGroin, and I'm calling from Pepperidge Farm. I was checking on a reference on a young man who used to work in your employ, used to be in the janitorial area. First name, Nick. Last name...
la, 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 la.
Can you tell me... Transfer me to personnel. That's beautiful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
They'll have the answer.
And if they're transfer... If you're transferred... It's got to be a legitimate business.
I guess so.
No, I don't know why that other...
Of course, she could put you on hold of them. No, you know, I don't trust anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Bob? How you doing? This is Pat McGraw. I'm calling you from Pepperidge Farm. I'm calling you for a reference on someone who used to work, be in your employ. His name is Nick
Miller.
can you tell me the circumstances of his termination of employment? Pull his card. Thank you. It was in the last year. I got him applying here as a janitorial
assistant.
About a year ago. Thank you. I'm on the phone with Mr. Owens.
Okay, and he's going over the personnel chart for trying to find this Nick.
He's looking for his card.
Very good. Mm-hmm. We check people out on this show. We don't like to be lied to, and we like to just make sure that someone's telling the truth. That's the whole exercise.
He's still looking for his card.
It, you know, does it mean anything? Will it add up to anything? Absolutely not. But it's important to us, because that's how petty we are.
There were holes in his story.
I agree. Well, it was the voice, too.
Hold on, guys.
All right. Something's being explained.
He was never on your payroll. Hmm. So what you do is that what you're telling me is that you, you get guys from outside and you, like, co-opt that work.
Hmm.
For the sanitation, yes. This guy, Nick Miller, though, do you have any record of him working there at all? You have nothing on him at all.
Huh.
Okay, I will try that. Frankly, I don't think he's right in the head. And I was wondering if you could tell me if you remember anything about a guy named Nick who was just not right in the head. He must not have been a problem.
All right.
Someone else's problem. All right. Hmm. Listen, thank you for your time. Keep making those cheese noodles. God damn, I love them. I tell you what, we'll swap out. I'll send you some of my orange and chocolate cookies.
And some Milanos.
All right, I'll send you some Milanos and you can send me some doodles. All right, good man. All right, the South shall rise again. All right. Roll Tide.
Bye-bye.
Roll Tide.
Well, here's what he said. What did he say?
He has no record of that guy with the name working there. However,
yes,
they like... Co-op.
They sub out their work for sanitation.
And he gave me the name of a company that I could call to get a reference on this guy, but as far as he knows...
Oh, my God.
Okay, now we got someone on the phone who knows him.
Okay.
Hello, you know Nick?
I don't know him personally, but he used to come out to the place of business where I work on the weekends and bowl.
Okay. He used to come out and bowl. Listen,
okay.
Yeah, he used to bowl and shoot pool in the game room.
You know, this guy, you know, if he was just a little... If he had a higher voice, he'd sound like Nick.
Yeah, probably so. I was born in the backwoods of North Carolina.
Did he talk about working at the Wise Potato Chip Place?
Yeah, he sure did. That's what brought up my attention. I recognized his voice, of course, because being in the area. But when he mentioned the potato chip man, I know who he's talking.
Was he a regular at the bowling alley?
On the weekends, when we have the moonlight bowling, midnight bowling.
The moonlight bowling. So you will stand up for him.
Sure. Oh yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Very good.
Okay. Hello, Brian.
Yes. You know, to me, it smelled like he's answering the questions a little lying, you know, faking it out, because he sighed after every answer. He did a, you know?
Yeah, I thought he was lying, too. I mean, it sounded a little bit like, Buzz is sure he's lying.
Positive. But the other part is that, you know, if the guy's for real, you know, hey, South Carolina, all right.
Yeah.
Where'd it go, guys? Gary,
gotcha. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, listen, maybe we'll get to the bottom of this another time.
I sure do like those French fried potatoes.
But right now, I got to say, for the record, I gotta say, I think he was on a level.
Well, he gave us, Turkey Trot Lane, his address.
we just had some hayseed who wanted a toilet seat and ended up getting a suit from today's man.
And he worked as an independent contractor when he was sweeping up the chips.
Now, Buzz, your lead story was about Darva Conger, right?
Yeah, getting naked for Playboy. Right, we have the details.
All right, Darva Conger coming up.
Stay tuned.
For
news and comments.
Coming up
on the Dawn of Mike show.
That was very...
Professional Ethel.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel."
Ethel.
It's too late. She'd already been in since.
Here he comes.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
We never get a chance to play this.
Ray Stevens.
Having a beer, listening to the Don and Mike show. True.
You know, not to beat a dead horse.
It's really what he was doing. I mean, if it was a fake, he was doing Ray Stevens.
Right. But Lisa just came in and told us that the name that he gave us was fake.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing some checking into it now.
We'll find out, and if we get any information, we'll pass it along to you.
Excellent. You know, that Lisa, she's maybe as sneaky as Charlie Broyhill is.
Very sleuthful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this isn't Ray Stevens, is it?
This is Spiders and Snakes by Jim Stafford.
The great Jim Stafford.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody, here on Froggy 98. My name is Lou Stewart.
I remember when Mary Lou said she wanted to walk me home from school. Well, I said,
Yes, I do. This reminds me of when I was a little kid. This is an old song. What year was this?
1974.
74.
Me too.
Gotta play the hook.
Let me get to it.
Yeah.
Drive listeners away by playing Jim Stafford. Here it comes.
In the water, my heart of log and a stupid at it.
Frogs for you.
And she said,
I don't like spiders, and that ain't what it takes to love me.
That's pretty.
You fool.
Sorry, another word.
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me. Like I want to be loved by you.
Oh, my God, that's pathetic.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Truly wow. Pathetic.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Your daddy to the rescue. This is like the old redneck CD.
This is a totally redneck CD. But it's like a Branson, Missouri redneck CD.
Daddy, daddy.
Oh, now we home. We found out the one that you like, don't we?
See if there's anything on here at all that's not rednecky.
Mm-hmm. That's well, I'll tell you so far.
Okay, this one's not rednecky.
Good afternoon, this is Lou Sewell with you. I want to say hi right now to Nick working at the Wise Potato Plant.
I can't stop this feeling.
Good afternoon, Bobby.
What's that feeling?
Blue suede?
Blue suede. Blue suede.
Blue suede was the shoes, Ethel.
Right.
Oh, here's one. Here's one that never gets played on the radio. All right, now, good afternoon, everybody. This is Lou Stuhl. I know you're driving in traffic right now. Bumper to bumper throughout America. A lot of you looking at a car in front of you and saying, God damn it. Jesus Christ. Move your ass, man, for the love of God.
From Jesus Christ Superstar.
From Godspell.
I don't think it was from either. I think it was just a nun.
Really?
Right. Some nun that took Our Father.
The Lord's Prayer.
Right.
This is, I tell you, this CD rocks. All the way.
This is the worst CD.
What, and is it a particular year or is it just a general anthology?
1974. An awful year for music. And maybe this is the dumbest song of all on the CD. My name is Lou Stuhl. Howdy.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend.
Is the Franco family on this CD?
We've known each other since we were nine.
Who's this?
Terry Jacks.
Seasons in the Sun?
Right.
God's sick.
Learned of love and
age. Oh, we could play Stump the Stoop. I get all of these like on 1 second if we played Name the Tune. With all these stupid records.
It's a weird CD, but I love it.
Okay, here's another one. Now, this is actually a decent song. All right, we're going back to 1974, when they would lock in crappy music like The Streak, and Jesus in the Sun, and Spiders and Snakes. Hey, oh, yeah! All right! This is Lou Stuhl, driving you home and driving you crazy! Stop moving with a person call.
I think I blew out the pipes.
Okay. All right.
Good Lord.
Put that back in the office, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
How sad is that? We had a copy of The Streak sitting around.
And there we are all singing along to it.
Came in handy.
Boogity boogity.
Very sad.
Boogity boogity.
I tub my butt there, Ethel. There we go.
His aunt's name was Ethel. That's the same name as the lady in The Streak.
And it was just at that point we were going to let it slide. And then when he said Ethel.
Right.
Just two games. He said Ethel and potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Because, I mean, you know, on that streak, I think it's right off of The Streak.
Tomatoes, yeah.
Okay, Buzz, you know what?
What?
Let me just do this.
Good idea.
We're running about an hour late on commercials. And we still have Rick Rockwell and Leah Remedy on today's show.
That's right there, Ethel.
So time out. We'll come back. We'll start the news that we should have started about an hour ago right after this.
Phil, it's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz, we will start the news, but I make you no promises because I see we have on the line a guy who says he had sex with Darva Conger.
Wow.
I'd like to get into that story. Also want to call Lisa in. She's done some work, some reconnaissance work.
Very good sleuthing.
Excellent.
On this guy from Carolina. Where is she?
Hi.
Here is Lisa, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Lisa the Nympho.
I resent that.
Now, you called and did some checking on this guy,
right? Yeah, the information that he gave me, the phone number, I had been constantly trying to call it back the whole time that people were calling in, whatever. It had been busy. Now, we had gotten two different last names. He had given you guys one and given me another one. So I finally get through, and some lady answers, says, hello. And I say, is Nick there? Yeah, just one moment. She got over, Nick, and she's calling. A couple seconds later, some kid gets on the phone and was like, hello. I'm like, knew it wasn't Nick, same guy I talked to, so I asked for
hello.
Nick. Oh, Nick, who are you looking for? Hold on. So I guess Aunt whoever gets back on the phone and was like, oh, I thought you said Mickey. Nick, yeah, Nick does. So I'm trying to say, what, you know, what's his last name? I need Miller. That's all I could get out of Miller.
Miller.
Well, is there a Ross? I'm Ross. I'm his aunt. My last name is Ross. And his last name is Miller. And Miller,
so M-I-L.
He checks out. Mm. I said, well, does he listen to the Don and Mike show? Would you? Oh, I don't listen to that show. I don't know.
Right,
so he's gone. So it's legit. He's
checked
real.
Him out. Okay.
Yep, everything's fine.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Okay, thank you, Lisa.
That was Lisa and her tribute to the South.
Lisa the Nympho. When's the last time you had some?
Come here.
When's the last time you got some? When's the last time you had the high hard one? Rode the baloney pony. Finger circus.
Well, that'd be different. That'd be what you don't like.
When's the last time?
Last night.
Very good. A round of applause.
Like that.
Yes. Way to go. Raising the hands up in the air. Triumph. The triumphant exit.
Same guy?
Right.
Same guy. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
At least they're behaving in that regard. Mm-hmm. Both of them back there.
Hi, Buzz.
Don and Mike. Darva Kunger, who said she just wanted her privacy back after the marry a multimillionaire fiasco, will appear nude in Playboy.
She was a whore.
The New York Post says she'll appear in what's described as a tasteful spread featuring full frontal nudity.
I'd like to guarantee all of the subscribers and the readers of Playboy.
I have.
How are you, Donald?
Nice bush.
I'd like to guarantee all of them that she will be photographed with the utmost taste. I am personally going to supervise the shoot.
Will we see her wall?
Yes, you will not see her wall. This is not a Guccione publication. I will be driving over there in my limousine with the twins that I am now dating and supervising the photo shoot. Darva Kunger.
Playboy says this time it really will be full frontal nudity. They say they've been burned before, or their at least readers have been burned before by promises of celebrity nude layouts.
Do you think that means just boosh, or do you think that means like going in for an OBGYN?
I understand what you're saying. Your question would be, will you be seeing the curtains?
And yes, the meat curtains.
No, this is Playboy. This is not the Guccione publication. I will tell you right now that Darva Kunger will not show her curtains. But there will be full bush.
Nice bush.
This is for you. Full and blonde.
The contract hasn't been signed yet, but the paper quotes a Playboy spokesman as saying he'd be very surprised if it didn't happen at this point. A spokesman for Darva won't confirm or deny the story. The Post says its source claims Darva will get just over six figures for the pictorial.
All right, hold on. Let's talk to a guy who says he had sex with Darva.
Okay.
Scott from California. Hello, Scott.
John and Mike, how you guys doing?
When did you allegedly have sex with Darva Kunger?
There's no allegedly about it.
No, there is. There is on this show.
Much as we want to believe you, when did you allegedly have sex with her?
I was 17 and she was 21.
21.
21. Where did you have sex with her? What city?
Barstow,
California.
That's correct.
And how did Darva Kunger end up having sex with a 17-year-old lad?
Well, we worked at the same restaurant. It was a pizza restaurant. I was a cook there and she was a waitress.
And how was it?
Being 17, it was pretty good.
Did she do everything?
She's definitely had some surgery since then.
Did she do everything?
Oh, yeah. In fact, what I was telling the screener...
What are you doing there? What is that noise in the background?
Oh, it's my truck. Here, I'll pull over.
Thank you.
So you guys can hear me better. Hold on.
So I thought he was stacking crates.
Nah.
I thought he was washing dishes.
I got a bunch of metal stuff in the back of my work truck that was bouncing around.
On your way to Wise Potato
Hold
Show.
Hold on.
Yeah, of course.
What's that?
Nothing.
Okay. She used to, her favorite thing, what she used to always say she was looking for was the highest shooter.
Oh, my.
Really?
Really?
And she wasn't talking about gambling. Or
No, we understand. We understand what you mean.
That's incredible. Yeah. And how did you measure up on that scale?
Well, I guess I did pretty well because I slept with her a few times.
Yeah, well, sure, a young boy. I mean, you know, all that pent-up energy years and years.
I think probably you do better in that department than... No, I don't think that matters that much. I think, like, if you can, well into your 80s.
Really?
I would think so.
You mean like the projectile?
I would think so. I mean,
visual stimulation for her.
I'm only using myself as an example, but I would think that stays pretty much constant. I can't believe I'm talking about this. I don't think it diminishes what I'm saying. At least it doesn't.
I've not noticed that it has.
Thank you, Don. With my experience.
Last week when you got that Rick Rockwell on.
Well, he didn't have any contact with her.
I know, and that's why I wanted to call.
I'm surprised that somebody who would be looking for that, you know, wouldn't have made her way to his cabin.
Sure. So you're saying that Darva Kunger... And this is you say this, that Darva Kunger would enjoy simply watching you reach for the stars?
Well, you would consummate the act.
Yeah, hold it, genius. Genius.
Hold on a second.
Don explained it in a very nice way.
Okay.
And then you began a medical description of what we're talking about. So she would like to watch you achieve.
Of course, yes.
Of course, yes. I don't believe him.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
No.
How could you prove to us you had sex with Darva Kunger?
You know something?
Well, I can just give a history of, she went to Barstow High School, went to Barstow Junior College. She left for the Air Force shortly after I was working with her.
That's pretty good.
I only knew her for about a month.
How many times did you have sex with her?
How many times?
Yes.
Three.
How many times did she watch you?
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
All right.
So she's into that, huh?
Yeah, and, well, the interesting thing, I called, when this whole thing was going on, my fiancé was like, well, why don't you call National Enquirer or something? So I called them.
Boy, when am I going to meet a girl like that? Well, I guess never since I'm married.
There you go.
Probably not.
And how come I never met a girl like that?
I was
that's the last thing my wife wants to see. That's the last thing.
This guy loves to talk while we're talking. Go ahead, sir.
I was saying, I called them, and they gave me a couple of interesting facts. I guess some other people would call them.
Who did? Who did? Who?
The Enquirer.
Oh, the Enquirer. Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
they're trying to confirm some facts with me. And they told me, and I didn't know at the time. I was only 17. I didn't actually go to high school with her. But I guess she was just totally into the interracial thing.
Really?
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you for the call.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, allegedly, you've just been hearing... a man who had sex with Darvin Conger.
That is the fanfare we'll give somebody when we're not really sure if they're telling the truth.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, bye.
Bye.
He turns up the radio to hear him.
Of course.
I should have played the J.O. sound effect. That's our new official J.O. sound effect.
Yes. Recorded at Casa Ardinger.
Young 17-year-old boy sitting Indian style in the middle of his room with Darva just watching.
Wow.
Wow.
Then he takes a bow.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Who's going to clean the ceiling fan?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Buzz, you know what? We have to do another break.
Okay.
I would like to point out, though, that Buzz's news... the one story that he's read to us thus far.
Yes.
Yep. It's been brought to you today by Rydex Serious Trust.
Mm-hmm.
For information or employment opportunities, call 1-800-820-0888 or check their website at www.rydexfunds.com.
Very nice.
Okay, Buzz, we'll really do an entire segment of news when we come right back.
Experience. They've got tea.
Right.
Don and Mike.
We have. Yeah. Hello, Buzz.
It's official. Virtual same-sex marriages are now legal in Vermont.
Well, the governor signed it into law today. The measure goes into effect, actually comes July.
Super.
Am I the only one that's going to applaud that incredible?
Yes.
Everyone. The law lets same-sex couples form civil unions with all the rights, benefits, and responsibilities of opposite-sex couples.
Well, then let's get that Ellen and Ann on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do what we wanted to do last year. Go to Vermont and let them get married on our show.
Yay!
Same-sex couples would also have to go through the same divorce proceedings under the new law.
Do you, Ellen, take Ann to be your lawfully married... a lesbian?
Yes, I do. I do. May I kiss the bride?
Yes, you may. And that story about that's especially good news for some reporters.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Especially one I'm thinking of right now with a name I'm not going to say.
The one we're all thinking of.
That's right.
Hooray! Fantastic. Maybe he'll be able to move to Vermont now.
Woohoo!
And get married.
Yay.
To his partner.
There you go.
The guy who got...
Listen, about... Let me just say something about gays.
Okay.
Let me just say this.
Okay. You mean about the gay community?
Yeah, no, about gays.
About gays?
Let me say about gays.
Uh-huh.
There's a big gay pride festival this
huge
weekend.
Huge concert, too. Lots of big names coming.
Very important. And speaking of Ellen and Ann and all the other famous gays and lesbians, Homo Joe and Cheryl, the big dyke, will be going downtown I think it's like on the grounds of the Washington Monument or something this weekend.
Right.
And they will be down there with a tape recorder, and they'll be asking all of the gay stars if they know how much we love gay people on this show. And I think you'll hear that probably on Monday.
And the funny thing out of the post that I had to read, because it cracked me, because it was funny, when Katie Lang asked why she's lending her soul-stirring voice to the Equality Rocks fundraiser, she said, why? Because I'm a homosexual. I
mean, that's it. What kind of...
What are the day?
Hey, Katie, but there's the question from the guy at the Post. You know, why are you doing that?
Because I'm a homosexual, you moron.
Because I'm a homosexual.
There you are.
I'm a homosexual.
Katie Lang.
The guy who got 16 years...
You know, we get her mixed up with all the time.
Who?
Paula Poundstone.
Oh, man.
They both dress absolutely the same.
Yeah, but I don't think Paula Poundstone can't sing a lick.
Although, you know, Paula Poundstone...
so to speak.
Paula Poundstone is not the most annoying woman on the planet.
No.
I decided yesterday who it is.
Who's that?
And I'll tell you how I decided it. Last night, Bart and I... excuse me. We were watching TRL last night.
Okay.
Okay. Sitting around watching the new videos. Mm-hmm. And we're waiting for Thong Song. Because we love Thong Song. Play stupid Cisco.
Sure.
And they played the new Eminem video.
Eminem, my name is...
And in the Eminem video, which is not bad. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty funny video and not a bad song. Kathy Griffin is featured.
Oh. And she's at the top of the list?
Yes. The redhead from... News Radio. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Suddenly Susan.
She was the redhead from Suddenly Susan.
The redhead
there
from...
There was another annoying redhead from...
The redhead from News Radio, who's Nick Nolte's girlfriend, right. I'm sorry, is not as annoying as Kathy Griffin.
Right. I thought Kathy Griffin was Nick Nolte's girlfriend.
No. The one from News Radio is Nick Nolte's girlfriend.
They're almost interchangeable.
Yeah, except Kathy Griffin is... so goddamn annoying. I mean, she ruins the video, and she doesn't say a word in the new Eminem video.
Does she show some of that incredible body?
No, she's a nurse in the new Eminem video. Oh, and I sit there just watching this, chilling out last night with my son. You know, we're bonding, watching Eminem, and I said, oh, I hate her.
And like, she's just mugging for the camera.
Yeah, she's, you know, she's like the comic relief in the video. There's a bunch of people who have cameos in the video, and she's... She's one of them. She's,
a prominent cameo?
Oh, she's featured the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Boo.
Officially the most annoying woman on the planet, Kathy Griffin.
Very good.
Right. The guy who got pox on her.
She's just passed out Paula Poundstone.
The guy who got 16 years for stealing a candy bar is going to get a new trial. The judge in the case of the stolen Snickers says he's found evidence of jury misconduct. 29-year-old Kenneth Payne III got the tough sentence earlier this month in Tyler, Texas, because he was tried as an habitual offender, and it wouldn't have been the first time Kenny swiped some chocolate. He's been nailed before on Oreo charges. Maybe you remember this.
Got a chocolate habit.
The judge says he heard one of the jurors say that Payne's failure to testify influenced the deliberations in the case. That juror was a former prison guard who told the other jurors that a long sentence would teach Kenny a lesson. 16 years for a candy bar.
I was walking by the Kit Kat bar and I simply could not control myself.
I wanted the dark chocolate Milky Way. Boulder police say John and Patsy Ramsey are still under that umbrella of suspicion.
Oh, dear.
Especially now that they've withdrawn their offer to take a lie detector test.
Gee, that's a shocking development.
Yeah, like they ever were really going
to
do that.
The Ramseys volunteered to answer polygraph questions if an impartial third party gave the test.
Did you kill your daughter? No.
That's it. Please leave the room.
Boulder police chose an FBI examiner, but the Ramseys say that's not fair. Their lawyer says FBI polygraphs are tools of intimidation. The chief of police in Boulder says, we're disappointed the Ramseys have declined to take the polygraph exams after very publicly saying they would.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A former New York cop is going to jail for 6 months. He's pleaded guilty to third-degree bribery. Stephen Buscarino admits that he protected a whorehouse in Midtown South in exchange for sex and a place to take a nap.
He was a whore. Midtown Manhattan, is that anywhere near WNEW?
Just south of there. Midtown South is Times Square, Madison Square Garden, and the Empire State Building, to name a few.
Wow. So it's within walking distance for us. We go back to New York.
Right after dinner.
Former home of this whorehouse, apparently. Buscarino, married with children, left the force last year. He was one of 24 officers, all of them accused of protecting the brothel from legal hassles in exchange for sex and naps.
Naps. What do you want, a BJ or a nap?
Too funny.
Or both.
Yo.
He just came to sleep.
I'm just going to catch a few Z's, and when I wake up, I'd like a Hummer.
They all sound like the Riddler today.
Everyone that's evil is the Riddler.
They do things differently in Alabama. Yesterday, on the floor of the House in Montgomery, two lawmakers were debating a proposal to study the conditions of a women's prison. It got ugly. One of them yelled, "I'm not scared of nobody in here." The lawmakers started telling each other to go to hell. Then,
they all went to the Wise Potato Chips Factory.
Then, Representative Skippy White threw a punch, brushing the arm of Representative Alvin Holmes. Other lawmakers stepped in to separate the two who are members of the same political party. They're both Democrats. Alabama Democrats.
Skippy White.
And Beth Rich of Burgon, North Carolina, while we're in the neighborhood. Beth Rich has a son who plays football down there. He's a 17-year-old center at Wallace Rose Hill High. He also catches for the baseball squad. Beth is very proud of her boy. That's partly why she sent the nasty letters to another boy at school. That boy plays the same positions as Beth's kid on both teams, but he's a year older and about 50 pounds bigger. When practice started this year for football, the other boy got an anonymous letter ridiculing him for the way he played. The letter also made fun of his size. The letter called him Humpty Dumpty. There were six other letters. One even came with a stuffed Humpty Dumpty toy. That toy helped police trace the letters back to Beth, who has now agreed to get counseling.
They came up on the short end of the stick.
All right, one more, Buzzy. Kevin Spacey, this year's best actor for American Beauty, may be the next Inspector Clouseau. MGM has offered him the role made famous by the late Peter Sellers, and word is he's interested.
Career mistake, if you're listening, Kevin.
Clouseau was featured in the Pink Panther movies of the 1960s as a vain but bumbling French detective.
Gigantic career mistake.
We'll see.
Hey, you processed that one a lot quicker than I did.
Yeah.
I like the way you do that. You can do that.
That's cool.
Sometimes you can do it quicker than others. That was a good one, though, because you did process.
Bad move.
You didn't just come up with that.
I actually pictured
you did?
The hat,
right,
the
right.
Raincoat, the theme. Mm-hmm. Bad move for Lester Burnham.
Who do we cast as Inspector Clouseau in the place of Kevin Spacey?
Nobody. Who wants to see a stupid Inspector Clouseau movie?
MGM.
Okay, I thought it'd be fun.
I'm sorry, I don't feel like playing that game.
You don't like Peter Sellers.
I hate Peter Sellers.
Oh, there you go. Ah. Peter Sellers. The original Pink Panther movies, the first couple,
they sucked.
They were fantastic.
I sucked on ice.
They were fantastic.
Not funny.
Peter Clouseau.
I would love everyone.
Matthew Broderick, there you go. He'd be a good Clouseau.
That's the whole thing. If you like that, you like Monty Python.
I love Monty Python.
I hate all that crap.
You like Life, Meaning of Life with Monty Python?
That's the only one. And that's the only one that I like, by the way.
And
guys.
It's my favorite one. I'm not as big a fan of the other ones, too. I'm not, but some of the original Monty Python TV stuff is fantastic.
I guess. Intercourse the Penguin. Do you like guys talking like that?
You just don't like them because they're not American.
Right!
There you go. I forgot.
Right.
You bleed red, white, and blue.
But Kevin Spacey would be an awful Inspector Clouseau.
I am inclined to agree with you. He's a phenomenal dramatic actor, mm-hmm. But, you know.
So that's almost as big a mistake as... I keep seeing the ads for this Robert De Niro as the guy in Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the fearless leader, Boris.
I can't agree with you. I'm actually thinking now, because I'm still thinking about Kevin Spacey in that role. And I think he is funny enough. You look back to his earlier movies, he wasn't always the leading man dramatic actor. I think he did a little light comedy stuff before. And I think he could be... I bet he could do the accent, and I bet he'd be a pretty good Clouseau.
Sure. How do you spell suicide?
And I bet it would be...
Pink Panther.
I bet it would be an unbelievable blockbuster of a movie.
Well, there's no accounting for the stupidity of America.
You're not going to go there, are you?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Because you know it'll probably be a big hit, too.
I probably would. Hell. Look at the crap people are going to see now.
That's true.
You know, you put a movie out and people go see it.
Absolutely.
There's not been a great movie since Waterboy.
Not even Big Daddy?
Well, Big Daddy was good. Yeah. I generally like any Adam Sandler movie. He rocks.
I know you do.
He's good. But that's just a bad career move for Kevin Spacey. And equally bad, you know, I was denying the stories about Robert De Niro the whole time we were hearing that he was going to play Boris in Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Right.
Saying, God damn, what a mistake that is.
He even cut his hair special for it.
Yeah, I can't believe he'd do that. But now I've seen the publicity shots.
Right.
Where he's standing there with Rene Russo, who plays, what was the lady's name?
Natasha.
Natasha. And you know that Rocky and Bullwinkle are animated.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes. Yeah, right. So while they're standing around... They're going to be talking to nothing, and then they're going to put the cartoon in later. Listen, one more thing along this topic. There's the new Flintstones movie that comes out this weekend.
Is that a yawn?
And you know I'm a big Flintstones fan, but
right.
I'm not jumping on the bandwagon here because...
No, that's going to be a stinker.
And I'll tell you why. And it's not because there's a Baldwin boy who's playing Barney. No.
But, hey, but it does contribute to it.
Yes, but the main reason...
I saw a clip from it today.
Yeah. The main reason is I saw an ad today where they showed the Great Gazoo.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, really?
They put... It's like a little, one of those computer animated things.
So the animated character that you claim ruined the Flintstones will now be put into the Flintstones movie.
And technically, they're so wrong because they're putting the Great Gazoo in before Fred and Wilma had Pebbles.
Right.
And everybody knows that on the Flintstones timeline, the Great Gazoo didn't come in until late in the series, until after... Betty and Barney already had
Bam
Bam.
Wait, excuse me, there's a boy in the studio about to have an orgasm
and the
right
same,
now.
And the same thing goes on. They wouldn't have Dino then either, because Dino came after the kids. You remember the episode when they found...
He's right. He's
Dino
right,
could talk in the first episode.
He's right.
I saw a clip from the movie today, and they had an octopus giving Kristen Johnson a massage, and they right before they went to the clip, they say, see if you can guess who the voice of the octopus is. And you know the voice of the octopus was?
Who? Rosie O'Donnell!
Yay!
I do like it when the appliances talk, though.
Oh, God.
Boy, what a crappy job this is.
The Fred looks horrible.
Yeah.
The Fred looks absolutely... And Stephen Baldwin, I will tell you, as much as I hate Stephen Baldwin, he was the only one, because he's so dumb-looking, that he actually pulled off the Barney, because it was typecasting.
Hey, Fred. Stephen Baldwin, Fred.
But the Great Gazoo.
Right.
How do you put the Great Gazoo in a Flintstones movie? I'm telling you, the Great Gazoo ruined the Flintstones. Uh-huh. There's no way that a modern Stone Age family would have a friend who was a Martian.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm serious.
Well, you know, it's Fantasyland. They are going to Rock Vegas.
Piss me off.
Yeah, viva Rock Vegas. Damn. Because the whole concept of a live-action Flintstones that was true to the real Flintstones is still something that appeals to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love Wilma outside doing the laundry, and she's pushing up and down on the elephant's leg to get the water to come out of his mouth, out of his nose, and then he goes, I really hate this job.
But that was great as the cartoon, and I, you know, it was okay, but you will admit, even you who were a big supporter of the Flintstones, it wasn't as good as it could have been. And this one's even worse.
Yeah, no, this one is worse than the first one, where John Goodman was Fred Flintstone.
That's right.
And I saw they're trying to do the same thing where he's bowling, and he stands on his tippy toes, and he did...
I used to love him when he'd make his car go.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part. That was actually my favorite part when he'd get the rack of ribs and it would tip his car over at the drive-in.
At the very end, right.
At the drive-thru window.
They have a gay old time.
Absolutely.
I hate the Great Gazoo. God damn it, I hate him.
What's wrong with the Great Gazoo?
Yeah, and that's how he used to talk, too.
Of course he did.
Right.
Flintstone.
I hate the Great Gazoo.
The Great Gazoo. Where's Stephen Baldwin?
Thank you, Buzz.
You're back.
Thank you for that news and comment, even though that was not even what you were talking about. You were talking about Kevin Spacey, right?
We're talking about bad remakes, so it fit right in.
Right. Thank you. And Brains has just told me, do you know who voiced the Great Gazoo?
Oh, man.
The Great Gazoo.
Harvey Korman.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
How the hell do you know that? He is a fountain of useless information.
He certainly is.
If they ever have... Who wants to be a retarded millionaire? You will be a gigantic winner on that show, Rob. Thank you for the useless information. We will be right back.
It's Cunny Riffing.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sure is. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my God, is it me?
Yes, hello.
You're actually talking to me.
Right.
I've been on hold for like an hour and a half.
Sorry about that.
Sounds like there's some sort of feedback or a delay going down the line here.
Well, I know because I had to go pee, so I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, you're in the bathroom.
Yes. But I'll be, you know, well, I'm trying to pull my pants up right now. Hang on.
Pull it, honey.
Pull it up, honey.
Did you just pee or did you do both?
Of all the times that y'all would answer the phone an hour and a half later and I'm in the bathroom.
Did you have a nice BM?
No, well, actually, I didn't know what that means. However, this was just the pee-pee.
Ah, okay.
You see, you went number one.
Went number one.
Everything okay?
Oh, my God.
Is everything okay?
Yes, and I'm afraid to flush because of the sound that would give
off. Go ahead, honey, flush.
Yeah, flush away.
Flush it, honey.
You want I should?
Flush it, honey.
All right, hang on. I've got to still button up my pants. Hang on. Oh, my God.
Button them up and time
to go. Where's my phone? Hello?
Button them up, honey.
Hang on. I've got to hold on to my phone and button up my pants.
Wait, is that an asparagus smell?
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Hold your stomach in, honey.
Okay, here we go. My God.
Button your pants, honey.
Button
okay,
fly.
I'm here.
All right.
I can't believe it.
So I know a lot of you out there are wondering what type of person calls a radio show and waits an hour and a half. You know, this is her.
That would be me. I've never actually...
Where are you calling us from, honey? Where's all that noise coming from?
Oh, I'm in a bar. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're in a bar.
Really?
I am in a bar, and I shall... Here, let me exit this place immediately. Hang on.
Okay. All right, sitting in the afternoon, riling away the hours.
Am I done? Am I paid up?
Yeah.
Did we leave you a tip? No. Oh, honey. No,
honey.
Here.
Honey.
Hang on, I gotta leave her a tip.
Did you pull one of the buttons off your jeans?
One. Two. How's that? $2.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a scene from Barfly.
Honey, you're killing me. Oh, God, I always dreamed the first thing I'd say to you was, hey, buddy.
Well, hey, baby, right back at you.
Hey, baby.
Right back at you.
Oh, I like the kind of hey, buddy thing, though.
Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from, what's this called, Max? It's a store.
Honey, what city?
Oh, Maryland.
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 Oh, I never.
I'm here with you, sweetheart.
I never would have guessed Maryland. What city in Maryland?
What Maryland?
What town, ma'am? Come on, please use your brain.
Okay, here's the problem. Hey, Mary.
I think we know what the problem
what
is.
What city am I in?
Temple Hills.
Temple Hills, Maryland. Okay, what can we do for you? Now that you've gone to the bathroom,
yes.
Buttoned up your jeans, and paid your bar tab.
I'm in the bar because these people know me better than anybody. Because I couldn't even tell you what city I was in, so I'm going to come back in here in the bar.
How much did you have to drink?
Oh, probably more than a person should.
Anyway, so you're a little loopy?
Come on, how much?
No, it's been 2 hours. I've been on this freaking phone.
How much have you had to drink?
I've had 4 beers.
4 beers?
No. 4 beers.
4 beers by 6 o'clock.
Baby.
That's not that unusual. Not at my house.
Baby.
Okay. Anyway.
I think we're listening also to a textbook case of attention deficit disorder here.
Listen. The reason I called you the first place.
Yes.
2 hours ago was about the guy with the accent.
Yeah. And this is the pot calling the kettle black right here.
Really?
No, it's not a pot calling the kettle black. I'm simply telling you that, yes, it is possible that he might speak with that sick of
a lot
tongue.
Of people. A lot of people have said that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
However, it would probably be more from the swamp.
I'm just wondering, which do you think smells worse on this woman right now?
Excuse me?
Her breath
or the other end.
Or her place.
I'm sorry, what?
Tie goes to the runner. Tie goes to the
either
runner.
Either way, it's hot breath coming out.
Absolutely.
Out of either end.
That is for sure.
You could get a blind man in and stand her on her head.
Oh.
He couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, well, he'd probably be able to tell the kind of beer she was drinking.
You know, it depends on what state you're from when you tell what kind of beer I'm drinking.
This is true. What kind of beer were you drinking?
I'm still drinking.
What are you drinking?
Well, it depends on what state you're from.
I'm
drinking Miller Lite, so we'll give them a plug.
Miller Lite?
Yes.
Depends on what state you're from.
I don't know.
What does that mean? What the hell does that mean?
Well, because if you're from Texas, you know that immediately. If you were from Texas, that's all you drink. If you're from Oklahoma, you drink Coors Light.
So when you're done, when you get off the phone with us, will you go, like, blow 20 guys in a row or something?
Actually, no. I'm in the military. I called you for 72 different reasons. You know, first of all, because of the accent guy. Then I had to stay on hold for 2 hours. And so then Elion came up.
Honey, you can't drop the S-bomb. I don't care if you've had 4 beers or not. You can't say the S-word.
Excuse me?
You just said S-H-I. You can't say that.
You can't say that word on the radio.
Oh, I did? I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Are you a lesbian?
Yes, I am.
I thought so.
Yeah!
Hard drinking lesbian.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Right.
What branch of the service are you in?
Oh, I can't. I, Okay. All right, fine. I mean, I want you to take me literally, and which is true. I am in the Air Force.
In the Air Force.
I've been on base with Elion for 5 days now, and I was real glad to see him go. However, I had thought of maybe setting up luncheon with him or something.
And you know? Are you... So, obviously, you got a little off-duty time, huh?
Off-duty time?
Yes,
well,
off-duty time.
That's when the hours end, and, you know, you put your hours in, and, yeah, we do 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Right.
But, yes.
Are there lots of lesbians in the Air Force?
There are quite a few, yes.
Do you fly jets?
Do I fly a jet?
Don't answer a question with a question.
No, I mean, I was just making sure that's what he said.
Well, somebody's screaming in that bar. Who's yelling?
The customers.
Okay. So listen, why did you call? We found out that you've gone to the bathroom. You buttoned your pants. You're at a bar. You've had 4 beers. You're a lesbian. You're in the Air Force. Why did you call?
Hang on, Mary.
Sure.
Will you open this door? I'm trying to get outside. I'm trying to leave the bar so I can talk to y'all. Okay.
Stagger outside and talk to us.
There we go. All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I listen to your show every day since I've been here. I've only been here 3 or 4 months now,
mm-hmm.
and I got transferred up here, so I've listened to your show every day since then.
Okay, here's another question about her.
And you get me back and forth to work.
It wouldn't smell worse.
You make the travel.
Her dookie.
Fantastic.
Or her place.
And today when this guy called.
And I love it when I can come up with the same answer. Ty goes to the runner.
You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly the same.
Y'all were saying,
it's not a question of exactly the same.
Okay,
you wouldn't be able to tell.
That he does talk like that. However.
Due to being overwhelmed.
The only...
She thinks
like
we're actually listening to this diatribe.
Of course she
never
does.
Yeah, right. She's had 4 beers.
You know, I'd like to get her vitals. I'd like to get her vital statistics.
I myself have a...
Being
have
the celebrity she most resembles. You know, how
I think you know. But we'll ask.
Think she's a stout woman, do you?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Listen, we had an important question for you.
Yes, sir.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Sally Fields.
Sally Fields.
Are you sure? Are you sure it's not Kathy Whiteside?
No, it is. It's Sally Fields. I've been told that my whole life.
Sally Fields.
Is it a big Sally Field or a small Sally Field?
That would be the small Sally Field. I don't know the big Sally Field.
Oh, really? So you're a petite woman.
It depends on your opinion of petite.
How much do you weigh?
Well, I weigh 150.
Okay.
And I'm 5'8".
Okay, honey. All right, that's not exactly petite.
Well, no, that's what I said. You know, it depends on your opinion of petite.
Is there a current significant other in your life?
No, there's really not. There is someone that actually wants to be a significant other. However, I'm having a hard time with it.
All right, well, listen, I know that you have to get over to the PX to stock up on some douches.
No, BX.
So I don't want to keep you any longer than I have to. I know that Massengill is calling your name right now.
Listen, actually, Ron, Mike.
So why?
Ron, what do you think,
Ron?
Ron,
Mike.
What?
Listen.
What?
We've been listening to you for a half an hour.
I'm gonna give you
no.
I'm gonna give you 10 more seconds. Time me, Robbie.
Okay, ready? Go.
I think it's the greatest show in the world, and I want to be known as Susie the Bitch.
The Bitch.
I do. I have an opinion about everything.
Time.
Done and done.
Susie the Bitch.
I name you Susie the Bitch.
Susie the Bitch calling.
She's still talking.
We'll take calls from Susie the Bitch in the future.
Hello.
Hey, like that, gentlemen.
Natalie.
No, that's not Natalie.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hi.
Hey, who's... You still working with the Redskins, Don?
Yes.
You still do the... What is it, radio broadcast?
Yes.
They've been reporting out here in the Bay Area since, like, noon today that guys like royalty out here, the four-time Super Bowl champ of the San Francisco 49ers, is going to be doing color for the Redskins.
I believe we're going to be walking into a Joe Mama call right now. Because
absolutely.
You want me to say Joe Montana so that you can say Joe Mama.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
They've been reporting on KMBR, which is a big Giants radio station and Niners station here.
Uh-huh.
You don't know anything about it?
No.
Bogus.
No, you're busted.
Who?
You're busted. We got you.
It's all right, guys.
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah, come on.
Just give us our props at least.
Oh, right, you got me, son of a...
There you go.
Right.
Good.
Come on, please.
He took that well.
You dumbass.
There you go. Wonderful.
Come on, please, yeah.
I mean, I think it's, you know, we take it well when we get duped. In fact, we laugh out loud and we have a good time. I think the guy, when the guy gets busted, he owes it to us to give us our props when that happens.
Right? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, sir. Susie the Bitch apparently has just ended her career because we in the Office of Special Investigations also listen, and we're great fans of yours out here at Andrews.
Yeah, well, good luck finding her.
Oh, well, she's 5'8", looks like Sally Fields. Her name is Susie, and she is a swing shifter.
Yeah, but, you know, it might not. Her name might not be Susie. And I would tell you, all you guys in that department, just leave the poor woman alone.
Chill.
Just
for God's sake, she was 150 pounds, and she thinks she's petite.
Now, come on now.
That's another thing. That means she's on the weight program.
Now, you have to give us your word that you're gonna let this slide.
Oh, we can't.
Let it go.
Let it go. Come on. Be a hero to all our listeners that enjoyed our chat with Susie the Bitch.
Listen, she's got enough problems.
It's not going to happen.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Niedermeyer.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir, for the country.
He was lying, evidently, for anybody that was really wrong.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
What's up?
Hey, hello.
This is your home, man. This Big Shaq and the Shorty Bones.
Oh, Mike, it's Big Shaq and Shorty.
All right, how's Shorty doing?
Yo, yo, yo.
Shorty is all right, man. I'm glad y'all got that drunk Air Force Marine lady on the phone, man. We've been holding for the last 20 minutes listening to her pee and stagger outside and tell off. It's supposed to be a no, what is it, no tell, no see nothing policy, man.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm sorry you had to wait 20 minutes. She was on the phone for 2 hours waiting to get on the air.
I know that's right, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, we ain't going to take up too much of y'all time, man, but we love y'all, man. We look to y'all every day, man. Y'all the best.
You soon back,
man? Hey, Don.
Yes.
I want to pimp smack that dude, man, that was trying to get you peed off about your son the other day, man. I ain't appreciate that at all.
I'm down with that. Who's saying that? Big Shaq or Shorty?
That's Big Shaq right here, man.
Big Shaq, right. Thank you, Big Shaq.
I think, you know, next time that guy calls in, we should have Big Shaq come down and pimp smack that guy.
Big Shaq.
All up and down, wherever he live at, I got your back, baby. You don't
think
I don't play that, man.
Thank you, Big Shaq.
I love y'all, man. Y'all
love
keep
you.
Doing what you do, man.
Right, right.
All right.
Peace.
Bye, y'all.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. I just want to let you know my kid had left his Furby in the car yesterday. And as soon as he heard your voice, it started talking itself, rubbing itself all over and saying, oh, Donnie, love you long time.
What did he just say?
I don't know.
It was very evil.
This is another guy who's written some skit.
Right. And it was horrible. And it was not funny.
Go to Caroline's.
And it had something to do, I believe, with a plushie connection.
Right. Mm-hmm. Go to the Improv.
You're here.
Go to the Funny Bone.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, that was in the Air Force. Those OSI guys are dicks, man. Let me tell you. They're going to go after her full force. She's had it.
All right.
They'll just find somebody with her name and stick it to them. They don't even care.
All right. Hello, Ken.
Yeah.
Ken, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Lisa's typed in here that this guy's had too much to drink also.
Okay. I didn't say too much. I just said more than Susie the Bitch.
It's that time of day. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
How much have you had to drink?
A couple pitchers.
A couple of pitchers by yourself?
Well, I had a friend with me. He had a couple of pitchers as well.
All right.
All right, beautiful.
Rob is applauding.
Right.
That's breakfast for Rob Spiewak.
So what can we do for you?
I just wanted to tell you guys are awesome. I've been listening since you're on ABA. I know you hear that all the time, but I just wanted to reiterate.
I'll tell you this. It's been my understanding that the more you drink, the better this show gets.
Absolutely.
Hey, and I'll tell you what. I was 15 when I started listening, and obviously I didn't drink then, but shortly thereafter. And the show's definitely much better today than it was then.
We have been a friend of the drunk for years. Uh-huh.
Coming from a man who's just had two pitchers of beer, thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
All right, Dan and Mike, you guys rule.
Thank you.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, some guys, you know, really want to express that, and then the two pitchers are consumed, and it's like, yeah.
Where's the payphone?
Cindy.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're great, thank you.
Good. I just had a comment about that Air Force lady. That was completely crazy. She must have been so wasted out of her mind, it was not even funny.
It was outrageous.
It was outrageous,
I'm
if you
I'm
please.
I'm Air Force, so not all women in the Air Force are lesbians.
I don't think it was a big deal. I think she was cutting loose.
Yeah, and that guy from OI, that is so ridiculous, because I cannot tell you how many times me and my upper management have went out and just got wasted together. So that guy was, completely outrageous.
All right, thank you. Outrageous.
All right, well, put it on hold then, Lisa. Lisa, give me a message. Now, please pick this line up. Won't hang up. Won't tell me what he wants to talk about.
Huh.
Oh, I got it. So we got a guy on the phone who won't hang up.
Oh, he won't hang up.
All right. Put him on hold. Line 5. Lisa?
There you go.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Is this the dick who wouldn't hang up?
Who's this?
This is Don and Mike. Is this the dick who wouldn't hang up?
No.
All right, Lisa, come here and tell me, what's the story with this guy?
Are we at a loss of words now, honey? I just recall a few minutes ago, back when I was trying to get you to tell me what you wanted to talk about and why I should put you through, that you just have plenty to say. So now that you're on...
You know, I'll tell you exactly what. I'm John from Sacramento, and I'm just here to get on Don Mike's show and express my opinion.
What was this guy's problem?
First of all, he was calling Toya, trying to do the phone sex thing over the phone.
Giving out his
email address to her. I'm listening on the other end. She's talking.
What did he say to you, Toya?
This is the guy who called, and he starts talking all this phone sex stuff to me.
And then
he's like, why don't you email me and all of this other stuff.
Okay, what are you doing, pal?
He was so rude,
nothing.
Too.
Hey, they're lying over there. These girls are ganging up on me for some reason. I have no idea what they're talking
about. What kind of stuff was he saying to you, Toya?
And so I said, well, how old are you? Oh, baby, I'm 28. Well, what year were you born? 1970-something.
I think he's a child. I think you're a young man, aren't you? How old are you?
Hey there, Mike. You watch it.
When he was talking...
you watch it, Mike.
When he was talking dirty to you, what kind of stuff was he saying, Toya?
He was like, what color are your panties? Are you going to tell me, huh? What are you going to do?
I can tell you
what to do. Are you smiling, baby?
Oh, Jesus.
Wow, just this young kid here doing this.
And he wouldn't hang up?
No,
that is totally lying.
I was trying to clear a blind for actually what I wanted to do was hit star 69.
And he said the F word to me 10 times.
Yes, I did. F you. Hang up the phone. We don't want to talk to you. Get out of here.
Oh, boy, they're mad at you, sir.
I know. I got ganged up on by 2 girls.
All right, you little prick. All right.
Hey, I love you guys.
Don't ever call back.
All right, goodbye. They're a tough tandem.
Hey, guys, have a great day.
Okay, right. Goodbye.
That's the catchphrase for me.
Goodbye.
All right, hang up.
Later.
Okay. There we go. They were picking up trying to get him again.
Jesus. All right, a break. Please, no more calls.
I think I got a little aneurysm happening.
We will be right back.
Helping you to understand comedy, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we're trying. Trying to get Leah on the phone here for a brief conversation.
The lovely Leah Remini.
Although I don't think there's such a thing as a brief conversation with her. Hello, Bob.
Hi. Hey.
Hi.
I just want to let you guys know I listen to you on WJFK because I commute on 270 to work.
Right.
And when I listen to JFK in the morning, they got Howard Stern on. You guys so totally blow his doors off. I mean,
well, you're
often I'm laughing out loud in the car driving home. And, this guy thinks he's so funny.
Thank you. Well, gee, thank you. Gosh, thanks for the affirmation.
Thanks so much.
Hello, Trish.
Hey.
Gee, thank you for telling us that we're better than another disc jockey. Hello, Trish.
You know, even when somebody does that, I hate it when other shows are mentioned on our show.
Yeah. No matter what, even if it's a compliment, I hate it. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. Hello, Trish.
I hate it.
Hey.
I want to tell Don about his vodka martinis.
You're talking to me, honey.
Hey. I had a 4-0 birthday over the weekend.
Hey.
And I tried a vodka martini.
Right.
And it turned into 4, and I ended up
praying
to the porcelain god.
Right, oh, you booted, right.
Ah, yes, the martinis made you vomit.
Well, you know, the first two were great. The first two were very refreshing.
Very hard to stop.
Well, yeah.
Very hard to stop.
Went to a different bar, and...
You vomited after 4 drinks?
What is the deal with that?
Well, no, I had about six beers before that.
Oh, well, okay. Here I was thinking, you know, it's not. Some people certainly could vomit after four drinks. I suppose.
All right, Trish, thank you.
Oh, sure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I heard Joe laughing again. Joe, aren't you my friend?
Hello, Anthony.
Hello.
Anthony.
Is Robert there?
Pardon me?
Is Robert there?
Robert who?
Spiewak.
Rob,
Land, stop screaming, Robbie.
Oh, no.
You're trying to do a bad impression?
Is this supposed to be Hannibal Lecter?
Billy Boy has a taste for killing now. He'll do it again.
That's horrible.
Oh, no. Listen to the real Magilla, please.
I'd like to do it with Rob, if
sure,
I may.
Sure, go ahead.
What the hell's the problem with my Hannibal Lecter, Jerry?
Hold on a second. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
Have your lamb stopped crying? Do you wake up in the middle of the night and you smell the lambs, don't you, Rob?
Yes,
it's
I do.
It's the leg of lamb. A delicious...
Mint jelly.
Mint jelly on the side and a leg of lamb. And you have it with a nice Chianti.
Now that...
There you go. Much.
Thank you. That's your Hannibal the Cannibal.
Hannibal Lecter.
Okay, you got me.
Whoa, right, that was tough.
Okay.
Woo. Mike, game, set, match. Your job is safe for another day, Mike.
Yeah,
you're out of board. Hello, Jim. Jimbo.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I've got an act for your Las Vegas style show. Maybe not the one this week, but for one in the future.
What?
My half-sister, she lives in South Dakota. She's half Lakota Sioux. She does a variation on the Hopi rain dance, which is done with a rattlesnake. She does it in the nude.
She dances nude with a rattlesnake?
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, if you ever got her to the show, that's
right.
Automatic.
But let me ask you a question.
What?
Have you ever had a henway on the show?
A what?
What's a henway, and then it's
come
like
on.
About 20 pounds. Oh, that's
right.
Crap.
What
if you?
That sucks.
No, I am not.
I'm going to let you get off with it.
No, don't.
The number of your last incoming call was 1-3-0-1-1.
No,
I'm tired of it, man. Oh, great. Who hit the delete button?
He's an angry man.
You know, I'm just tired. You know, we're here having a great show, but every time we get rolling, some asswipe calls.
I know.
You know, with a stupid Joe Mama or D's Nuts. Henway.
That's so old.
And what I try to do is give out the guy's number on the radio, but because I'm handcuffed by this goddamn company, they delete it out. What's the crime with me giving out the phone number of some douchebag who's trying to ruin this show? Really, in the big scheme of things, if I don't teach him a lesson...
Don't hurt yourself.
Who
don't
will?
Don't throw the pencil at yourself.
I just hit myself with the head of a pencil. Yeah. I'm so goddamn upset.
That's going to leave a mark.
Really,
that's going to leave a mark.
Really, a guy like that is going to go walking through society. You know, who's going to be the person to tell him he's a dick?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be the person.
Mm-hmm. I know you do.
God.
You want to fight crime and injustice wherever you see it.
And now I don't have his phone number. I can't give out his phone number on the air. In the good old days, I could star 69, just put his number right on the air and say, hey, listeners, everybody, call this guy.
Back in the good old days when we would, you know, when we would walk to the radio station.
Well, you know, listen, it's because this place is so cheap, because someone would get pissed and call up and say, people were calling me in the middle of the night,
right.
And I want you to pay for a new phone number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it costs $50.
Mm-hmm.
That's the price to pay for giving out a guy's phone number. Oh, and he really deserved it, too.
I know he did.
Oh, he really did. Look at that. I'm balling my fist. Uh-huh. Balling my little hand.
I wish you could pimp slap him.
I do, Mike.
I know you do.
Oh, well, where's Little Shaq and Shorty?
Little Shaq and Shorty will straighten him out.
I need them.
That's for sure.
Christ, I need them.
All right.
Let's call Leah.
Leah Remini, star of King of Queens. Right here on CBS. And I love saying that, not because this is a television show, but because we're part of the same company. Right here on
CBS.
CBS. She may be at Kevin's birthday party.
I'm so angry at those guys.
Is it Kevin's birthday tonight?
He's
35 today. Hey, young whippersnapper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
This is her cell.
I was told to try her cell phone first.
Okay.
Did I get voicemail? Leah?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Yeah.
Leah is not available at the time.
Oh, that's not even her voice. That's her assistant's voice.
Mm-hmm. Is that Michelle?
Michelle.
Yeah.
All right. Try our home number.
Wonderful. We talked to her since I saw her on the Late Show with Craig Kilborn with the rattlesnake pants. Mm-hmm.
We haven't talked to her since before vacation when we went through that thing about the love letter with Charlie Broyhill.
I hope this goes well. I know you're in the mood for it now.
She'll call me right down. She really will. Give me a verbal massage.
She's good at that.
Give me some verbal relief.
That's good. I like that term, verbal relief.
Some VMR.
No one is available right now.
Oh, no.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi.
Hi. You know.
Bye.
Bye.
Forgotten boys. The lost boys.
We really wanted to talk to you.
And really needed you today.
You might have noticed our disappointment that we weren't able to get you on the line here. We're
just really needed to talk to you today.
You know who this is. Voices from your past. Men. Well, I'll say it. Men who worship you.
This is a ghost of someone who was in your guest room one night.
And this is someone who used to make you laugh with his Joan Crawford impression.
But we lost again. You're not home and we can't
right,
find you.
Right, okay.
Well, you know, talk to you sometime.
This big shot. You.
Love your Quaker State commercials.
They're great. Loved you on Craig Kilborn with your snakeskin pants.
Just missed talking to you, Leah.
That's right. I stayed up when I heard it was going to be you. Stayed up super late.
All right. Best to Angelo. Goodbye.
Message sent. Goodbye.
Oh, we don't even get to hear
it. What's the point of doing that if we can't play it back and at least get the pleasure of listening to our own voices?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Elian Gonzalez. I am calling to tell you how happy I am with my papa and how it makes me so upset to hear when people call and make you so mad.
Oh, that's great, little Elian. It's so nice. It is so nice to have you on the show. This is quite an exclusive.
Well, yes, I decided to call you first and make it an exclusive because my papa said it would be okay.
Is this the share lady?
Share lady.
No, this is Andy from Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I am also your wife.
Oh, you're the same guy that pretended to be? Are you the original guy who pretended to be my wife?
No, this is the imposter.
Right.
You know, kudos to this guy.
Very nice.
He was funny, and he was honest, too. You're a good caller.
Like that. Thank you, my friend.
I love you, and I loved seeing you in Sacramento. That was the sickest thing I ever saw.
Beautiful. Thank you, my friend.
You are welcome. Have a fantastic day.
All right, thank you.
Literally, that was funny.
Bye-bye. Okay, one last call. Oh, that little boy is still calling Toya and Lisa. Little boy.
Hello.
Why are you still calling our girls?
They were fighting over me a minute ago, man. What am I supposed to do? Might as well keep it up.
No, you might be hurt if you keep it up.
Now listen, knock it off.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, what's up, Artie? I had to say that.
All right, now that you've said that, I mean that. Stop it now.
Hey, you guys.
What?
Be nice.
What? What was that? Hey, yeah. What was that?
What? Nothing.
All right, listen, stop calling. We have your number on caller ID.
Okay, sorry.
I can't give out the numbers on the air, but it doesn't mean that I can't take these telephone numbers and buy ads in gay magazines.
Man, that's messed up.
I know that's messed up.
You can give the address to Big Shaq and Shorty, too.
Yes, that's right. And have them pimp slap you.
Yeah, I'd like that.
I bet you would.
I bet you would. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, guys.
All right, listen. Just do me a favor. Just J-O to completion right now so you'll lose interest in the show. Go ahead.
Right now?
Yeah, right now. Go ahead. Just get it over with.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's good. No way. Stop that right now. You reacted the same way.
I know.
Friendly rant for that phone.
Gross.
All he had to do was exhale. That was turbo gross.
Gross.
Oh, man.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Big Shaq.
This is Big Shaq, baby. Now, look, give me his number. The spaceship can't call him, but I'll call his ass.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. And what's number? And is Shorty going to take care of him, too?
Hey, look, I'm going to have Shorty. Shorty got my back. You understand me? Y'all can't dial his number, but I'll dial his number.
Yeah, you know what? I need some muscle. I need some muscle to get to these pricks that are screwing with our show.
Yes.
Baby.
You're yes.
Right on. Hold on, Big Shaq. I'm serious.
Cover, baby.
I'm serious. Give Big Shaq that phone number for that guy. I'm serious.
Way to fight our battles, Big Shaq.
Thank you, Big Shaq. And Broyhill, if you're done getting your latest back massage from Lisa, please call Leah and see if she'll come on the show tomorrow.
Shocker that there's physical contact there.
Because I know that we were about a half hour late calling her today.
Shocker of shockers.
Yeah, I walked past the production room, and he was sitting there with his headset radio on, working on some tape, and she was just vigorously massaging his shoulders.
Oh, man.
Right.
Oh, man. Same CD player, different release.
Buzz, yes. Buzz, some news and some comments now.
Mm-hmm.
What is your lead story on this go-round?
Up next, the battle of the TV dog puppets.
Is it going to be about the sock puppets?
Yes.
Okay, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
For me to poop on professional.
Okay. Being touched on. Christ! Let's do a caller 100. And a prize package we've selected especially for you. Another shot at rent or mortgage on the Big Free Money Show, which is this Friday. Be the 100th call through right now. Good luck. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Tight for the diverse and the bizarre. Don and Mike.
Yeah, we do caller 100 times.
All right.
We get the phones through, Don. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right. What's your name, my friend?
Kirk.
Hi, Kirk. Where are you from?
Wichita.
All right. You have won the Lewis versus Grant t-shirt. Don't miss Lewis versus Grant live on pay-per-view this Saturday night. Call your local cable operator.
And, of course, Jerry Lewis versus Hugh Grant.
Our satellite provider to order the fight. But wait, there's more. You've also won our two favorite CDs, Pull My Finger and Tongues.
The late Sherry Lewis versus Lou Grant.
That is the dirty French CD. Available online, these CDs are by going to www.pullmyfinger.com. But wait, still more.
Al Lewis versus Lee Grant.
You qualify for the Rent and Mortgage Show on Friday. The Big Free Money Show. How much do you pay every month?
$638.38.
Love to make that happen for you.
It's Lewis the Annoying versus Grant Tinker.
Please make sure you're listening to Friday's episode.
I'm running out right now, as you can probably tell.
You know, I'd be playing along with you if I didn't have to read all this crap.
I know. I was just taking that opportunity to do that.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, it's a battle of the TV dog puppets. The dog puppet from the Pets.com commercials is suing the dog puppet on the Conan O'Brien show.
It's Louis Farrakhan versus Ulysses S. Grant.
There you go.
I'm just catching up now.
I know. Well, actually, the online pet food store is doing the suing. It claims Conan's NBC show defamed its mascot, and it wants $20 million in damages.
This is a joke, right?
No. Well, it could be a publicity stunt, but it's a real lawsuit, and it really does ask for $20 million. Conan's puppet, Triumph the Insult Comic Dog,
I love him,
has been accusing Pets.com of stealing the concept for its commercials.
And that is one of the funniest bits that Conan O'Brien does. I was just telling Mike about the new one I saw with the masturbating dog.
Oh, my God. That is the funniest. That he is the funniest thing in late-night television.
He is. Conan O'Brien's show kicks that. Better than Leno? Better than Letterman?
It's really, you know, I don't want to say it every night, because there are the occasional nights where it's
Right.
But almost every night, you get at least one bit there that is really funny.
No, but you know what? Even when it's
Right.
They're trying something.
They try stuff, and they see what happens, and I love that.
Sometimes it doesn't work. I mean, like, I know lots of people who think, like, the pimp bot,
right,
it's still a funny bit.
Sure.
I don't think it's funny.
I don't either, but I mean, at least they're trying different stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Pets.com says the accusation is untrue, the accusation that the concept was stolen from them.
I like in the year 2000, too. Have you seen that bit? That makes me laugh every time.
And
they got flashlights. I love it.
And they also say Conan's puppet is trying to hurt the other puppet's popularity through vulgarity.
I poop on you.
For me to poop on. Yeah.
The lawsuit is 15 pages long, and it comes just as the dog food company is about to roll out its line of sock puppets for kids.
Yeah, okay. Publicity.
Listen, that Conan O'Brien show kicks ass. I was telling Mike during the commercial.
Right.
The other funny bit, and Rob says he's seen it before. I'd never seen it.
Right.
Conan O'Brien spends the whole first part of the show announcing the fact that he's so happy Julia Roberts, the major movie star, is going to be on his show. And he says, we never had anybody as big as her. Wow, this is going to be great. He does the serious introduction, and then it's a split screen, and it's obvious that it's Julia Roberts on the Rosie O'Donnell show. She comes through the curtain on the Rosie O'Donnell show, and he's playing it straight on his side like, Julia, thank you for being on the show.
That is so good.
And then they cut to Julia Roberts going, well, it's very nice to be here.
Do they edit in like Conan or anything like that?
No. It's just done.
Just generic.
Him talking to her, and at one point, Conan O'Brien says, I have a bowl of candy here. Would you like an M&M? And Julia Roberts goes, yes, I would. And as Conan O'Brien goes to hand the bowl of M&M's, it's Rosie O'Donnell's big fat hand.
Oh, that's great.
On the other side of the screen that gives her the bowl.
I love that. That is so innovative. I dig that.
I watch that show and I say, damn, I wish that show was on at 11:30.
Absolutely, it should be. It really should be.
And I love The Masturbating Dog. If you've not seen The Masturbating Dog, it's the best.
Now, I thought Andy Richter, didn't you have a news story a while back that Andy Richter was leaving that show?
He's still there.
Right. He's been there for the whole time.
I think he's leaving like in June or something like that. It's a long phase out. He made the announcement long before.
That's too bad. I hope he stays because I really think they're a wonderful team.
It's the best place for him.
And isn't it good when Conan O'Brien makes out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially when he makes out with the dog.
I mean, when he really out with the dog.
You know, and he did that. The one I remember was at Christmas time when they did the Christmas album when he's singing with the dog, with Triumph, the insult comic dog. Right. And they did something like chestnuts roasting on the open fire. And then at the end, you see Conan just take his tongue and stick it out of his mouth, put it in the dog's mouth. I mean, he goes all the way. Right. He commits is what he does.
Yes, he does.
Absolutely.
Right. Fantastic.
The people in Germany who own pit bulls don't like the way their dogs are being treated. Attack dogs, including pit bulls, have been banned by the German government. Pit bull owners say it's the same as racism. So they planned a rally in which they said their dogs would wear yellow stars of David, the same way the Nazis labeled the Jews.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, needless to say, that plan created a huge uproar. The rally organizers now say there will be no yellow stars, and they're now apologizing to the Jews.
For me to poop on.
Schindler's paw.
Unbelievable.
And officials in Russia, meanwhile, have put on display what they claim is part of Hitler's skull. Also at the Federal Archives in Moscow, documents revealing what happened to the remains after they were seized by Soviet troops in 1945.
Listen up. That's my skull. I'm so wasted.
The exhibit is timed to mark the 55th anniversary next month of the defeat of Nazi Germany.
Don, baby, how's it going?
The only other remaining piece of Hitler is still in secret archives. It's his jaw, complete with the dental work that allowed the Soviets to identify Hitler's body.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
The rest of the remains were burned in 1970.
I gotta do this to you, Buzz. I'm sorry. We'll be all right.
Tidy sum, Mr. Bigglesworth. It's the third largest jackpot in the history of the game, which is played in 7 states. Those states are Georgia, Massachusetts, Illinois, New Jersey, Maryland, Virginia, and Michigan. Puff Daddy had to pony up $2,000 yesterday for the party he threw at his house in the Hamptons last summer. He was fined $2,000 for having too many guests, for being too loud, and for running too late. That was a violation of his party permit issued by the very strict, very shishy town of East Hampton. The permit allowed for 200 guests. There were 700. The permit called for the party to end at 10. Cops broke it up around 11.
What kind of party ends at 10 o'clock?
The number of East Hampton kind.
Yeah, but even at 11 o'clock, I mean, come on.
The number of cars was supposed to be 90. There were more than 500 cars parked outside. And the music was measured at 79 decibels. The law only allows for 50. The party was last July 4th at Puffy's $2.5 million vacation home. The fine was the result of a plea bargain. Combs is still out on $30,000 bail for weapons and bribery charges.
Jennifer Lopez.
A man who was shot 20 years ago just died last week, and police are calling it a homicide. Dateline Baltimore, where Robert Truitt of Florida got shot in 1980. A suspect was arrested, but the charges were dropped because Truitt was unable to testify.
What was the guy's name?
Robert Truitt.
And what's the story?
He got shot 20 years ago, and he just died last week.
Hi there. Attention, students. Hi, this is Surf from WJFK.
Says the suspect to the victim.
Both. Yeah, either.
The shooting put Robert in a wheelchair, and back home in Florida, he developed complications. In the autopsy, the medical examiner in Tampa found a bullet in Truitt's spine. It brings Baltimore's murder count this year to 95, even though the gun was fired over 20 years ago. Baltimore's longest time-elapsed homicide was a guy who was wounded in 1959 and died in 1994.
And there's their fanfare for Baltimore. Way to keep it going.
The mayor of New York is a wax dummy. In Madame Tussauds' museum in Times Square, the museum unveiled its likeness of Rudy Giuliani yesterday, and it's hard to tell the difference between the mayor and his wax statue. The most glaring difference is the presence of a wedding ring on the dummy's finger.
Ah, the dummy's no dummy.
The actual mayor hasn't worn his wedding ring in months, although his actress wife still wears hers.
You know, I know lots of guys who do that, and frankly, I don't know how they get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Not wearing a wedding ring?
Yeah, I know, and you're one
yeah,
of them.
I'm
boss.
One of them.
I know you're one of them,
that's
but
true.
I know that on the rare occasion that I will leave home and forget it.
Right.
As soon as I get home, that's the first thing my wife notices.
Yeah, and I think that's okay. I think the wedding ring, I'm all for the wedding ring.
You know,
I believe in the wedding ring.
Nothing wrong with that.
I feel naked without mine. I mean, I notice that a lot of times during the show, when I need to do something with my hands,
right,
the thing that I do is play with my wedding ring.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm sure a lot of guys do the same thing. How are you able to get away with that? How are you able to slide?
Marcia doesn't mind. It's not required.
Why don't you want to wear your wedding ring?
The one that we had originally, we didn't spend a lot of money on it, and it has very sharp edges. It's a wide band.
But, Buzz, you're married 25 years ago.
Right, that's true.
You could buy her. For instance, I'll give you for instance,
mm-hmm.
when Frida and I originally got engaged and I bought our first wedding ring
right.
18 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I bought her a little piece of crap
right.
because it's all I could afford.
Right.
You know, like 5 or 6 years ago, I went out and I bought her. I mean, I've upgraded every 3 or 4 years until finally.
Every 3 or 4 years?
Often. Yeah, until finally 5 or 6 years ago, I bit the bullet and I went out and I just bought the. The big ring, like all the other women.
The big engagement diamond.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, the nice big, whatever it is, 2-carat, whatever it is, the big, gigantic.
The big rock that they,
right.
Let's be honest, they all really want.
Yeah. Like those. That they want it.
Sure.
You know, I mean, so the thought that you bought a ring 25 years ago,
mm-hmm.
which cut into your finger,
right.
would say, well, why can't you just go out and buy one now that fits better?
I agree, Buzz.
Well, it's a good thought. I could do that. But as I said, it's not really required. So
how
you know,
long, how many years have you not worn a wedding ring?
Oh, probably 24.
Wow.
Yeah. Christ, you lucky bastard.
God, you just walk around. Oh, look at him. Here's the single guy.
No.
Meanwhile, we're all over here. Hear that? That's the wedding ring. That's the sound of marriage
right,
right
the
there.
Difference is, you look at us.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to line up Buzz, you and me,
right,
and I mean on our best days,
mm-hmm.
you line up us against the wall, and you get a hot chick in there, and you say, who's married? She's going to say, that one and that one.
You're right about that.
It'd be me and you.
I have a single look about me?
You do.
Yeah.
Always have.
I had no idea.
You know what I call this, Buzz, right here, my wedding ring?
Right.
The world's smallest handcuff.
I've heard that expression.
That's what it is.
There it is.
And I proudly wear it.
So do I.
Probably you. Do you wear yours, Rob?
I have not touched my wedding ring for a minute since I've been married. It's always been on my
wedding. And Rob's in a horrible marriage.
Terrible.
Yeah. That's
right.
Incredible.
See?
Right. Rob's wife hates him.
And, Rob, are you upgrading every 4 years your wife's
ring? Buying a better handgun every 3 or 4 years.
Well, I don't know how you get away with that, Buzz.
There it is. And Love on the Rocks? Courtney Cox Arquette is reportedly not thrilled about husband David's sudden intense interest in wrestling. David's been begging the WCW to let him into its ring.
You know, that to me, he's ripping off Andy Kaufman.
Right. The New York Post quotes a friend of Courtney's as saying she would rather he stick to acting.
He's a bigger retard than Tom Gavin.
That one's going to go down the tubes. We should have a big party today.
I can't wait, and we will.
That's great.
We will. Time out, bud.
All right.
We still have another full break of news and comments coming right up. I want to try something here.
Okay.
As we speak now, it's 7:12 on the East Coast.
Right.
Our show, today's show, has already started to play in New York.
Right. The tape delayed program.
This will be on at about 10:45 tonight in New York. So here is what New York is hearing right now.
Okay.
And then when this runs later tonight in New York, they'll be hearing us listening to what they listened to
earlier.
4 hours previous.
Nice.
Who knows if he's calling radio stations around America to say that he wants to talk exclusively about Darby Conger.
Let me all try to echo yourself.
Really? But he called today.
Oh, this is where we're mentioning that Rick Rockwell was going to call. However,
right.
He never called today.
Playboy. Now, I didn't know this until I heard the message relayed from Rick Rockwell that she's not only agreed to pose in Playboy. That's weird, isn't it?
It is very weird.
That while we're doing the show live, it's being aired in New York, but they're hearing what we said 4 hours ago.
Got two words for you.
What's that?
Time machine.
Time machine!
Hold
you
on.
Just played a time machine.
Hold on, the hotline is ringing. Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Hello?
Hi, Bart.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Don't make fun of me.
Hello? Hey, bud.
Hey.
Hey, what?
Just a little scary thing.
What's that?
What's the situation on driving tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning, I'm driving.
Why? Didn't I do a good job?
I already said you did a good job today, but I'm driving tomorrow. You can drive again on Friday. There's a chance of rain tomorrow.
And if it doesn't rain?
I'm still driving tomorrow.
Okay.
You're back up on Friday.
Do I make you nervous?
No, you did a good job today. I talked about it on the radio. I told Uncle Mike you did a great job.
Right, but the only reason I didn't do a perfect job,
yeah,
is because you were screaming in my ear the entire time.
I also mentioned that.
Good.
And I think, you know, literally I wasn't screaming in your ear, but I was barking out commands.
Very dangerous on that beltway.
Right. It's a big road. Mm-hmm. It's your first time driving in morning drive.
How'd you like it, Bart? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was easy.
Yeah. Easy. That's,
yes, easy.
That's frightening.
Yeah. Right. I'll get that out of him. Don't worry.
All right, bud. I love you.
Love you, too.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe tonight we'll watch it. Hey, listen, who besides that redheaded girl from Suddenly Susan was in that Eminem video we were watching last night? Didn't it have somebody else famous in it last night?
Well, it had knockoffs of Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, that's the part that's funny in the Eminem video.
But it had that red-haired lady in there.
Yeah, I hate her. But the part where he's goofing on Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera, that's funny.
Eminem.
That's good.
And making fun of Carson Daly and Fred Durst.
Right.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, making fun of quite a few people. All right, bud, love you.
Love you, too.
What is Mother making for dinner?
I don't know what she's making for you.
What is she making for you?
Salmon pasta ravioli with... this good sauce.
Oh, man, can I come over to your house?
And what Parmesan cheese.
And what is she making for me? Alpo?
Probably a steak.
A steak, yeah, good. I'm on the carb plan.
The no-carb plan.
That's what I mean, the no-carb plan.
Uh-huh.
All right, love you. See you tonight.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
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 There he goes. It was easy.
That's frightening.
Yeah, I know.
That is, I mean, of all the responses he could have given, it was easy.
Although
it's
I got
the one thing that I go, whoa.
He's never heard me say this before. I've never said this before. That's the same thing that I thought the first time I drove the car.
Mm. That it was easy.
First time I drove the car, I thought, you know what, after all this build up and all this apprehension.
Right. And years of twisted sheet metal later, you've come to a different conclusion.
It's easy. F you. Hi, Buzz.
Yes, hi, Donna Mike. Love on the Rocks Part 2. Annie Lennox has separated with her German husband after 12 years of marriage.
Annie, come back. Please come back. I loved you, Mitch. You leave me.
The British press says the split was agreeable and that divorce hasn't been discussed yet.
Hi, this is Ronna Klemperer. I'm appearing in a lovely play with my wife, Annie Lennox, who's just left me recently.
Clink, I understand your wife has left you.
Yes, she has, Major Hochstetter.
As you know, we were looking forward to hearing Sweet Dreams Are Made of This.
I understand, Major Hochstetter, but she will not be performing because she is no longer my wife.
Who is going to sing Would I Lie to You?
I'm in negotiations right now. The only person I've been able to confirm is Liza Minnelli.
Clink!
Yes, Major Hochstetter.
You know we want to hear...
What's that?
Here comes the rain again.
I'm trying to think of every stupid rhythmic song in the world right now.
Major Hochstetter, I'll give you a copy of the album Diva. Congratulations, Major Hochstetter. Annie Lennox, we're fags.
The papers say Annie's reunion with
walking
Dean.
Walking on broken glass, Clink. That's the song I like.
Ah, yes, what a delightful sense of music, Major Hochstetter. He loves the music. We've never had an escape boy from my camp, only from the zoo.
The newspapers say Annie's reunion with Dave Stewart for a Eurythmics tour prompted the separation.
Buzz, you know what? One more. I'm sorry. We're running late on time.
Let's make it this one. Somebody stick a fork in Ainsley Harriet. He's done.
Oh! No!
Oh, no.
Boys, our travel plans are off.
Sad.
We were going to go in the audience of his show next week up in New York and goof on him.
Oh, man.
The
syndicated cooking talk and entertainment show is on.
Please, that's a compliment it doesn't deserve.
Some in most of the country, and although it initially got decent ratings in New York, it just never caught on anywhere else, and even the New York numbers have slipped. So yesterday, the Ainsley Harriet staff was told they won't be back for a second season.
Oh, bye.
Harriet may be headed back to England, where he's quite popular as a chef and TV personality. The most likely replacement in syndication will be a talk show called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
I'd rather have Ainsley.
Yeah.
Give me a gun and let me shoot myself right now.
And that reminded me of something.
What?
Otherwise, I would have forgotten by now. I'm bringing in my fryer tomorrow.
You'll still forget it. Thank you, Buzz. Toe Tap and Touch Tones. Right there. Call 100 time right now. Price package selected especially for you. Also a shot at the rent and the mortgage. Phone number is 877-365-3636.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz, we got to go.
In sports, the NBA playoffs continue tonight with the Knicks hosting Toronto and Minnesota at Portland. New York and the Trailblazers lead their respective series 1-0. Grant Hill will miss Saturday's game between the Pistons and Miami. Detroit's down 2-0 in that series, and Hill has a broken ankle, we now know.
Ah, he can play.
They say it'll take 2 months for him to recover.
Pussy. That's like getting sick after 4 martinis.
It's the same ankle that caused him to miss the last 4 games of the regular season.
What a pussy. I'd be out there playing.
Sure.
For a broken ankle.
Mm-hmm. The New Jersey Nets.
And 4 martinis.
After drinking 4 martinis.
Sure.
Right.
Then you could. The New Jersey Nets have fired head coach Don Casey, who's been on the job for just 13 months. The Nets were 31-51 this season. And finally, from our Is There No Justice department, Leslie Shorb has lost her gig as the valedictorian at her high school in Powers, Oregon. Leslie says she wanted to make a point about the lack of supervision in the school's locker room. So one day after gym class, she got naked and showered with the boys.
This little girl had knockers.
All right.
For this, she has been suspended for 10 days.
She was a whore.
Bounced from the senior trip to Mexico.
I like to look at the new ladies.
Bounced from the senior dance. And she lost the valedictorian honor.
This little girl had knockers.
Now, don't you think they're being a little hard on her?
She said
hard on
her. She says she knew there'd be trouble, but Leslie says she didn't expect the punishment to be so severe. Her family agrees. Leslie's mom says for something lasting 5 minutes, her daughter's being punished for 2 months. The 5 boys who were in the shower at the time have also been banned from extracurricular activities. What'd they do? I'm Buzz Burbank.
Right.
Don and Mike Show.
Right, Buzz.
Yes, right. We're done. Done.
Another moment, you too.
Oh, man, we got to catch the next show.
Goodbye, turkey. My turn, it will. Be in touch.
No! What'd they do?
We got to go. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode. I don't know what happened to Rick Rockwell today.
Yeah. Oh, man, he didn't call.
I do know that Leo will be on tomorrow.
Look forward to that.
And I am proud to tell you we made it through the entire day without a stupid Secretary's Day bit.
Yay!
So good for us. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My caller 100?
No, I'm sorry, you're not.
Sorry. Come on, caller 100.
I'm sorry.
You blew it.
Come on.
Got to be assertive. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm caller number 100.
From the Hindenburg.
Oh, yes.
Right.
From Zeppelin.
He's calling from a Zeppelin. Just big old.
Oh, the humanity.
Oh, the humanity.
I believe the Zeppelin's catching fire. What's your name?
Name is Bruce.
Where are you calling from?
from Greenbelt, Maryland.
You have won a pair of tickets to the opening night of Rent at the National Theater, May 9. Get tickets by calling Telecharge 800-447-7400. Plus, you won our favorite two CDs, the brand new Tongues, and also the classic Pull My Finger. They are available online at www.pullmyfinger.com. But wait, still more. You qualified to have us pay your rent or your mortgage. Friday, that's the big free money show. We're going to do it all there. How much do you pay every month?
Actually, about $600.
Love to make that happen for you.
Excellent.
So would I.
You got to be listening to the whole show on Friday, though.
We're
going to spread it out.
Yep.
That's just not good enough.
Yeah, you're right.
I am going to do it then.
Okay.
Right. Hold the line, please.
As soon as he tethers his Zeppelin to the big pole.
That's it. We got to go. See you tomorrow at the new episode. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Sid. Throw your hat in the air just like Sidney. Tyler Moore. You might just make
Right in his mouth.
Very nice.
Fantastic.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, Ainsley.
Bye-bye.
Until we meet again, this is Sammy Davis here just saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging. This is...